Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we are about to have a good day in the sun. Let's make it happen. Oh, my goodness. Yes, you did not catch the Halloween special. I suggest you just go back and just take notes on some of that. And tell me what you think after you listen to some of this. But today is even going to be more intensified because, see, that song, he said, "Who's watching me now?" The IRS. And man, oh man, while you watching over there in the clandestine war in the Middle East, they are actually setting up the IRS in America. They didn't vote that bill down. They didn't vote about getting rid of the IRS agents who have a military-grade weapons. And who's going to be, now just so you don't think I'm making this up, because you know, this is the talk that facts matters. They just sent out, it's called a 1099 K K or one of them suckers. Look it up, 1099. All you Cash App people, if you sent somebody Cash Apps and you getting Zelle and y'all been giving over $600, and y'all giving them over the 500, the threshold, they going to be already knowing you did it. This is setting you up for the digital world. It won't be no escaping. Because, see, cash, I will be able to escape. Yeah, I'll be able to escape with cash. So that's going to be changed. So coming this January, you will see a 1099 D or K or CDK or whatever the case is. You will find it when you get your RS forms. And remember, while you're looking at the clandestine war, I must say it again, you are going to have, the war is here. That's why this program is called The Abomination Desolation of America. Oh my goodness, are y'all ready for this? I told you, I'm psyched up since I've been going to all these birthday parties. Ever since I had mine, I've been partying. I don't know what's going on, but I'm partying right to the mothership. We about to get it on right now. Now, I told you, black people in America, I can't speak for the rest of the world, but those of you in America, you best to take a good look at your role in the big screenplay. You are playing a pivotal role, and today we will give you all that you need to know that your role could be detrimental to your health. Oh, yes, we will be kicking it in hardcore this morning, so get ready. I got people ready at 11:30. We got my man. He's going to give us his correspondence because Sean Caddy going to come in. Because you know what, y'all? You know what we ain't paying attention to here? Where is the Ethiopian Jews at in all this? Now, I go, you know, get plenty of information from reliable sources who've been there on the ground. Boots on the ground, baby. Boots on the ground. And it... You know, we have played tapes about Ethiopia all through our play here. And we've been telling you, like, remember they went over there and they were treated badly in Whitney Houston, and we had the Hebrew Israelites from America, Ben-Ami Carter went. You know, we don't have people go there. And was treated like crap. Some of them treated good, some of them not so good, but you got to play a role to be treated good. So whatever role these people are playing, that's how, but did no end, it doesn't end well. The Ethiopians have got class action suits, police brutality. They jumping on Black Lives Matter. I mean, they sound like this thing is scripted across the globe. And today you will shall find that to be the living facts. Now, remember, I don't care if you can see the facts because, remember, you only have a tenth of a second to even manufacture what you see into psychological evaluations to your own being, not my being, your being. If you can't see shit, that ain't my fault. It's in your Bible. And the Bible will be used today because it is the galactic, intergalactic book of the alien transition into AI to escape what we've been saying how long. See, I thought I was crazy, but now people see hearing what we said years ago. They on mainstream rate talk show hosts talk about what we talked about 20 years ago, laughing and drinking and having fun talking about this stuff. And all of a sudden, it's reality. Let's get ready. First of all, I have to open up the charade book for you. This is a big charade. Been going on for a long time. I will go through past, present, and future at the same time of this program. Everybody knows we can go any direction, space, back to earth, beneath the earth. Hey, if your mind ain't there, just go to church. But all right, now, let's get ready. Show you how crazy this goes. All you got to look up is I'm giving you all the keys. Easy keys. I should be rich by now, but because Jesus wasn't rich, supposedly, but yet they fought over his garments. Isn't that strange? He's not rich, but they fight over his garments. That word garment must mean something else. Now, to show you how we've been charaded around with this 666 and all this stuff, 666 got so many meanings. It could mean all kind of DNA, 666, neutron, proton. That's just the size. But here's the allegory. Pope Innocent III. I'm using, look at the name, Pope Innocent III. At that time, they were talking end time prophecies too. Did y'all know that? Every era talks about an end time prophecy. You can't find an era that not have people telling you it's almost the end. It's almost the end. Wherever you at, just look it up. It doesn't take a rocket science to go to and fro in the earth. That's in your Bible too, to and fro on the earth. All you got to do is digit it, Google it. Now, this end time prophecy was there at this time. And it specifically targeted the Muslims. Man, why? Even in this time, this is like in the era of 1284. The dude goes up and says, after they changed the calendar, that's why I did this program so delightful to know that facts matters. We went back in time, so you know you're on a different calendar, the Gregorian calendar, because time went back. It ain't going back all over the whole earth. The whole earth don't follow the Gregorian calendar. This should be automatically known in schools, but it's not, because you are under alien abomination. And look how it's spelled. Right now, you can see that this playbook is attacking the Muslims again. Now, here's where it gets to the numerology at. See, the Christian and Muslim have never really gotten along. That was the whole setup. From the get-go, enter me. It's in your Bible story. I will put seed, enter me and thy seed and thy woman seed. That means hatred embedded. That's why I say, are y'all sure y'all fighting the right people? Because God, see, this is coming out of Yahweh's decree of high order control. I'm going to DNA the hatred in you. Look at the word into me. It's like long gone. It ain't going to change. So why y'all wasting time unless you want to be in the playbook for your play award? It'll be the Oscars. Now, here go. It says, they knew they, I mean, he says, innocent viewed them as agents of Satan. Ain't that amazing? Here's back in the day, before the Crusades got hot, these people already decreeing the war for you. Already. That's sure you know we ain't really got no real visionary scholars no more. They just running off to get that. Oh, ain't going to be no more money. I forgot about it. I'm what you going to ask for now. They sure can't get Cash App going to these scholarly events asking for, see, they ask for paper money under the table, so you can't, see, this is why I told you, who's watching you now, it's going to be the IRS. Get ready. Now, after they made this decree on Muslims, then they give their own clues. I told you this, y'all. It says, so in his mind, he made sense that the apocalyptic would be occurring 666 years after the founding of Islam in the year 1284. So what you need to do, everybody, to get to the heart of the magic, you got to go to 1284 in your mind or on paper or whatever you need to do to see the psyche of the people there. My goodness, how easy would this be done? So he really said, to the secret order, the founding of Islam. I said, man, that's amazing now. It's all over the place. And so I said, man, this got to be something. Why does Vatican got to be in this? You know, it's like people just leave that out. Everybody know that they made these two things up. It should be Dr. Delgado, a Jesuit high priest order, came out in a book that nobody probably reads, but that's okay. Today we're going to bring the dead to you so you can hear them tell you themselves. Remember, we just got over the Day of the Dead. That ain't over with. That's a whole month. Now, goes on to say, after he decreed this Islam, guess what happened later on? The Great Crusade Wars. See how they got set up? Same thing Albert Pike said. Man, how could somebody? Now, I went even deeper because of y'all. I have to go deep because of dry bones waking up. So I got to go deeper to wake up with them. And I kept saying, remember I told you, I said, Protestants, the Anglo-Saxon WOP, the one they showed you in the Purge, somehow they were able to merge through the evangelical movement the great prophecy of God's chosen people needing to be taken to Israel or the Middle East now. But hear how it happened. That's how you know we ain't paying no attention. We in the land of the zombies. It says, and I kept saying, where did these Anglo, white, Protestant, Saxon, get this theology from. It's called the New Scofield Bible or the Scofield Bible. Since it was published in 1909, oh my goodness, look at that. Let's go to that era. Black folks were living large. We was actually super rich in America. Yes, slavery was going on. It was ending. But this was the period of the so-called Reconstruction. The Reconstruction is the same as the Great Reset. It has the word R. Reset, Restruction. This is going to be fun today. So they all the same. It's the same shit. All they did was flip it to a new word. We were in the Reconstruction era when black folks were Republicans, knew what the law was, had civic understanding, had all kind of astrological understanding of the stars, almanacs being made all through Georgia, Mississippi, everywhere. Y'all forgot. That's why you will be part of the abomination, desolation of America. The Scofield Bible, published in 1909, the Scofield Reference Bible was made uncompromising Zionists out of tens of millions of Americans. The key was they were going to turn Christian. Martin Luther, the real Protestants, didn't like the Khazar Jews. Just look it up. Martin Luther, the Reformationist from Germany, that's why they're playing football today in Germany, need today. This Reformation German, all this going on, ain't it rare? Oh, man. So Germany, Dolphins are thinking of losing. Keep that flock going on. Now, the Reformation era, Martin Luther didn't like he got books. Go look it up. Books that are like, if I was to say what he was saying, I'd be under the prison. The man, just look up what Martin Luther, the Reformationist of Germany, who had his own Bible, said about the Khazar. It's facts. I don't even got to feel bad about it. No one's going to be able to debate it unless you just retard it. You won't be able to debate it. He hated them all. Now, come to find out, might have been paid to hate. Remember, they got called, opposition, they got it already set up for you. Hey, this is some smart stuff here. Now, Scofield made this Bible, and I want y'all to know he's part of this club. I want y'all to listen to me. I can't put it in here, but I'm going to tell you. It's called the Lotus Club of New York. The Lotus, like a pussy, Club of New York. This is what Scofield hung out at. And Scofield made a decree that he turned everybody. I'm going to tell you how he got all your Christian people today on TBN and all them. Those are part of this group called Christian United for Israel, where John Hagee, founder, said that 50 million evangelical Bible-believing Christians united with more than 5 million American Jews. That's 5 million giving power to 50 million. Ain't that amazing? And guess who they said helped influences? It says, the Scofield Bible, if it was never published, American presidents would be influenced by it. Now they're Christian Zionism. It's called Christian Zionism or Judeo-Christianity. That's what it's called, Judeo-Christianity. This was designed by people who hung out at the Lotus Club. And then, let me go even with this. Hold on. Listen to the presidents that was hanging out there. Truman, Johnson, Reagan, George W. Bush. And it might have made them sympathetic to the Israel demands, which made it an interest. And even former President Barack Obama. Obama just said 2 days ago, he was mysteriously in Israel as a secret diplomat. Go look it up if I'm making this up. A diplomat was over there, no name, but he comes back to Chicago. He's in Chicago telling people the same speech I gave you. How long? So I feel vindicated. I gave y'all that speech that he did in Africa. He did that same speech live in Chicago 2 days ago. Go look it up. Talking about innovation, AI coming. He did it in Africa first, and I gave it to you first. Not that I was the first to get it. I just gave it to some people first. That's how that works. Now, it's going to be really interesting. Because after I read this, we will open up who I had on the show. Not many black folks ever had this man on the show. I had a senator on the show. Senator James Traficant. Oh, yeah. I had that senator on there. And I was into that movement out there where there was the patriots and all that. And they were saying stuff about the government. And I was like, wow. And I said, I know blacks were saying it. But when you see white folks saying it and saying it, what you can go, this is suspicious. They're saying the same thing that the Moors and different groups were saying about the government being federal government, blah, blah, blah. Seemed like controlled opposition. So I started researching some professors that were very good in controlled opposition. And I found one that was should make you think about this. This is a quote. And then I'll get onto the Obama thing later on, what he said to them in Chicago. But we're going to start the program right now with some fire. This is a quote. The powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands able to dominate political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. This system was to be controlled in a feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world, acting in concert. I mean, they are a consort against thee. By secret agreements arrived at frequent meetings and conferences. This is unquote, but this was quoted by the great mind of the New Age, Carol Quigley, born 1910, died 1977, professor in history of Georgetown University and member of the Foreign Council of Foreign Relations. Now think about that, y'all. This came out of his mouth, not mine. Gave you the whole playbook. He said the whole world is in concert with this thing. The whole world. Like Earth, Wind, and Fire said, and the whole world is behind it. So you will have to come to grips of what you play. What is your stage name in this? This is from somebody who I had on the show. I got the manuscript and the clip when we first started doing these programs. And to no prevail, he was killed on a tractor. He'd been a farmer for years, and they said the tractor fell on top of him. You got to wonder how dead are the people in the tales of the crypt.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Hello is right. And hello it is.
I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control both members of the House. The House and the Senate, they have us involved in wars of which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the poll, they'll put you in prison. It's an objective assessment that no one will have the courage to speak about. They're controlling much of our foreign policy. They're influencing much of our domestic policy. Wolfowitz, as Undersecretary of Defense, manipulated President Bush number two back into Iraq. They pushed definitely to try and get Bush before he left to move into Iran. We're conducting an expansionist policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it. They control much of the media. They control much of the commerce of the country. And they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
Are you an anti-Semite?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what they're going to say. And I expect that. What I am is an American. You see, I think America comes first. And we have a one-sided foreign policy in the Mideast. Greta, I'm saying this. America is in danger if America doesn't take back the government. without foreign interference.
That was Senator, the late Senator James Traficant with Greta System. And he was on my program for over an hour talking. You should have heard him. You should have heard. Well, they just blew a bomb up in that bad boy. Woo-woo. Check that one out. That was a blow up. Yeah. On my show for an hour. And you should have heard what he said about the Black Caucus and everything. Because you wonder, what's your role here in America? You got so many roles. Some of you believe you are y'all believe. Now, it's funny how the Black America is claiming to be the Hebrew Israelites. I said claiming until you get some steak onto it. Claiming this prophecy. And I just told you, warned you, be ignorant. If Yahweh put into me, into the seed of a woman's DNA, through whatever means that means, in your mind, how the hell are you going to be talking this craziness? You better ask what your role is, because you're playing a hell of a role, Black people, in America. Yes, you are. Oh, man, you're the only ones who give your whole energy to a political entity without question. You are the laughing stock of the world. The only group that has been told to do certain things without question. Claiming that you are the slaves of the lost house of Yisrael. That's very interesting. And yet, you can't remember shit that goes on in the world. I'm going to show you what the Black people, because you've been trained to go along with this program. I got leaders. I forgot even was with Palestine. I mean, we got people who was, the Black Panthers was with them. Every group, Ali, they had to go to Palestine. It was like they had to go. Just everybody had to go there. They made this same movement. They say it's global. It's the same movement. It was in Cuba, the same movement. The word "we shall overcome" came out of Cuba. It didn't even come out of the civil. Came from this Cuba first. Go look it up. Better than a fact. Would y'all like to put some money on it? Just don't cash at me. Under $500, please. Now, it's amazing. And then you find out you who are in an African, pan-African movement, they have killed everybody over there already. And you on Facebook showing yourself working out and shit. Hey, I know that's no good, but they ain't going to help you when they cut the electricity off. Because guess what, everybody? They said, we are already, what they put in now, it was the surveillance panopticon. It's already in place. And they using secret history war. I mean, who would think 666 would be the founding of Islam in the psyche of the Vatican? Who would think that? Who would think that Schofield hanging out at the Lotus Club? Unbelievable. I can't get a club ticket nowhere. They in club, they go to jail, they come out and be meeting up with clandestine people. You'd be like, how the hell you meet him or her? Next thing you know, you're living lavish because that's the role you have to play to keep this playbook going. Now, I hope y'all ready. I told you this is called the abomination desolation of America before I open up the dry bones. Now, you just heard Senator Traficant. You just heard it. And I'm trying to figure out now how crazy Black people is. I'm going to bring back to your own remembrance right now. Yeah, we got to. Somehow that's in your Bibles. I will bring back to your remembrance. I mean, you got an amnesia effect. That's why we got dementia everywhere. It's an amnesia effect going on. We can't remember shit. Not a damn thing. Certain things you remember. But things that are going to be of the most important now, this is going to be. Now, all y'all in 2024, if this don't make sense to keep talking about this, y'all got to be crazy. You got to be. I'm going to just use all black folks for the first part of this, just so black folks can see that you are the total experiment. If you first, and they found out your DNA was so powerful, obviously, you should be wondering why we ain't even in the lucrative marketing of biochemistry, but we got people. Hold on, we got people working there that's fucking phenomenal. You're like, well, goddamn. We got a neuroscientist, practitioner, brain aneurysm fixer working for these companies, blacker than me, looking like me, fine hell, look good, black folks. And yet you telling me our people are ignorant to the fact that they're going to do brain, they've been doing brain experiments on us, all kind of crazy. It's almost barbaric. But you got to do it. It's in the name of what? Science. And yet, I guarantee you, coming up, listen carefully, coming up, all y'all going to be hearing is false promises. False promises. If you go through you're about to leave 2023, because it's almost here, y'all. And you got people running around black face, but are they really people? How could somebody promise you some things? I've been got black people mind, and she going to Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club is a communist radio show, a socialist radio show, plain and simple. Go look it up. And then y'all want us, who can see the light, to go along with those who you just heard sits at meetings and conferences and make secret agreements. Now, that's coming out their own historian, Georgetown University, Patrick Ewing and them, the Hoyas. And y'all letting people like this is where y'all better think about that. Batman, all these other movies y'all been watching, how is they getting away, or where does the rabbit hole go? Listen.
The National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America.
Congressman Waters,
the global reparations movement is advancing mightily on the planet. Our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean are suing the nations of Europe that had involvement in the enslavement of the Caribbean.
Right.
In Europe, our brothers and sisters in London are crafting legislation. On the continent of Africa, we understand that there will be a major reparations conference in 2019-2020. Here in America, the only federal legislation, the federal push to have this country redress the crimes against African people has been H.R. 40. And now that Congressman Conyers is no longer there, we need someone to stand up and push this legislation forward. You have historically been a supporter of this legislation. We ask that you co-sponsor now, and not only co-sponsor, become an active co-sponsor. You have a relationship with the millennial, as Auntie Maxine, that no other congressperson has. And we're in Cobra, personally, right now, today, asking you to become more active in the role of push H.R. 40.
I'll be happy to do that. That's no problem. That's no problem. But let me tell you this. In order to get where we need to go on this issue and other issues, we've really got to understand that 2018 is important to taking back the House and taking back the Senate. And, of course, we've got to get the White House. If we want to get to the point where we can get reparations, we've got to have the power to do that. Number one, by having a supportive president would be wonderful, but taking back the House would be absolutely wonderful. And so, yes, I'm Maxine Waters. I am a progressive. I am a liberal. I am someone who is willing to step way outside of the box in order to do what America has not done. But let's understand, I need y'all to register and vote. I need to take back that House so that we can have a majority in the committee. I am the ranking member of the Financial Services Committee that oversees Wall Street and HUD and all of that. And by the way, we're going to take care of Ben Carson, too.
Now, look what the bear said, 2019 and 2020 was going to be this so-called conference. COVID came. COVID knocked out the conference. When COVID ended, which I don't know, did it end? We'll figure that out later on. If all of a sudden they want to give your reparations to the Middle East. I want y'all to laugh because, see, God said calamity. You know, the God of your Bibles says calamity shall come upon the foolish. I mean, here's a woman just got up there and said, and Cobra, I was with y'all a long time ago until I seen light. I said, wait a minute. Y'all just getting us to do this vote. Then I'm looking at what's happened between her saying this and what's happened to the black communities all across this country. And you telling me your back door open, you getting fucked in the ass. You got now Chicago mad. Everybody been coming to the country. Now they so you know this ain't a movie. I told you it's a movie, but y'all don't want to believe. They just let Red Dawn happen. They had it on TV yesterday, y'all. I ain't making this up. The man asked the sheriff, the Rangers, Texas Rangers took pictures. They said military already in here. They said the question was, what would happen with all this terror stuff going on against the Jewish community if somebody would come in here and do this? And the man said, they're already in here. So then they go ask the White House, we don't know. We're not going to speak. Now, y'all got to be crazy. Y'all pled allegiance to Satan. Hell Satan. Say it with me. Hell Satan. That's what y'all did. You don't think you did it, but you'll find out in a minute you did it. Hell Satan. And Satan just means adversary. You're just adversary to yourself. And I'm going to show you why. Because, see, this show cannot go on without putting on what I put up. I told you a long time ago, I had many of y'all mad at me. Y'all had people crying and everything when Obama, I mean, it was emotional. I was getting chair jerked until something hit me when I said, didn't you just look up? And something said, oh, shit, out of nowhere. Did you ever notice that both our black individuals in the White House all had one-term senatorships? They only did one term. Obama, Kamala. All of their funding came from wealthy Zionist bankers, contributors. Black folks, you don't give to shit. But the rappers. That's it. That's it. Factually, I mean, we can joke that you might give to somebody, but overall, statistically, nada. Nada. You're liars. Show the proof. Go ahead. Somebody, I got a lot of intellectuals out there listening. Bring the proof that we give to each other. Bring it on. Because you was told that you was not going to be working by Obama Nation desolation in the prophecy of the Daniel. You was told this, yet you ignore it. So you will be dancing in the streets like Martha and the Vandals.
The biggest challenge to workers in countries like mine today is technology. And the biggest challenge for your new president, when we think about how we're going to employ more people here, is going to be also technology, because artificial intelligence is here and it is accelerating. And you're going to have driverless cars, and you're going to have more and more automated services. And that's going to make the job of giving everybody work that is meaningful tougher. And we're going to have to be more imaginative. And the pace of change is going to require us to do more fundamental reimagining of our social and political arrangements to protect the economic security and the dignity that comes with a job. It's not just money that a job provides. It provides dignity and structure and a sense of place and a sense of purpose. And so we're going to have to consider new ways of thinking about these problems, like a universal income, review of our work week, how we retrain our young people, how we make everybody an entrepreneur at some level. But we're going to have to worry about economics if we want to get democracy back on track.
Now, before we open up the doors to the living, when we open the doors to the living, that's the dry bones, and they say we become a living flesh. Before we open the door, did you hear what he said? He said, we got to make everybody believe they're entrepreneurs. What better way is through these videos and Facebooks? Because you can't. That's the only way you're going to get jobs. Now you are now promoting that look into my life like 1984. And that's what he basically said. They're going to make people feel like they're purposeful. Look up the wording of what these speeches are, and you will find yourself in the Twilight Zone. All right, I'm going to put the mics, get everybody in here. I got some calls already. I got brother. I told you 11:30. We're going to get you in there close to it. Don't get that. Let me get you in here right here. Let me go right here. 9927. I got 1877. I got 10-9.
Why? I thought you was about to get me for some reason. Resurrection, everybody, because you are resurrected. You are resurrected. Don't try to pretend like you don't know what nothing is going on, because that's what resurrection means. It means to erect your mind and get it the fuck together and see what's going on. Because if you don't see with your mind, with thought, you claim thought was your one of the ancestors, then you ain't acting like it then, because you're not using your thought, you're not using your mechanism, you're not using your mind, okay, your intel. Your intel that you gathered, okay, your info, you have to use it now. It's out there. They're revealing everything. That's what reveal. That means they're removing the veil. If there's a reset, it's removing the veil.
That's right.
Off your mind. So if you're not removed, if you're not actively using your brain, then you a zombie.
Zombie. Zombie love. Go ahead.
You're walking around, talking, eating, whatever you're doing, but you're still a zombie because you're not seeing the big picture. You don't see your life in the future. And well, I'm going to tell y'all, it's a dead. It's a dead. But AI is what? Dead. You say they bring it alive, but it's actually a dead entity. It's metal. It's synthetic. Synthetic. It's not real like, you know, you are flesh and blood and, you know, you got all the perfect shit. You know what I'm saying? You could touch, you could feel, you know, you can get emotional, you can, you know, but they want you to be what? Cut off from all of that. They want you not to love, not to honor, not to respect, to feel, not to enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Now it's, you know, fuck it, I'm a fuck it, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for nobody love. It's all about the money. You know, this is the world they have created. You are created too. We all created.
Right, we're created.
Our children, they're starting to go this way too. Our children feel that they don't need no relationship. They don't need to be with no family. You know what I'm saying? So what? They have a kid. Look, the kids is like, fuck those kids. You think I'm serious. This is the mindset. You know what I'm saying? It's all about here now, what we going to do, party, hardy, la, 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 la. I get it. But this era we in is dangerous, really bad. It's more dangerous than we ever been in.
Right, right. Now, the thing about
this
that,
anime. What's that, the Simpsons? This is definitely anime shit, y'all.
Animation at its level, because I'm looking at the new technology of the phones. The phones now, you could take people out the picture now easily. But you could put yourself in the air, look like you're flying. I mean, they got it where your phone will be your virtual reality.
It is. It's your assistant. It's your AI. Pretty soon it's going to tell you that your phone is your AI assistant.
Yeah. It's assistant.
For real.
Yeah.
It's your assistant.
And
it has AI.
And now, let's be honest. I mean, you have it. I have it. You can find your emotions. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. The phone is now so detached that I know people say, oh, I ain't a clone. I'm telling y'all, Android, these names that they gave synthetically makes you a part of this thing, even though you say, oh, I'm not.
Right.
Oh, that,
now you're a part of the what?
Yeah.
They took your cells.
Yep.
You're touching it.
You're
phone.
Touching it.
It's a curse.
Yeah.
They keep cursing us every time. And just like the money, they took your cells. When you touched the money, the monopoly money, which wasn't even real, and you took it and went with it when you had actual resources, which was gold, which was real, which has always been used throughout the whole universe. Gold. They know what the fuck they're doing. That's why they're mining as much gold as they want so that they can intergalactically go into other planets, deceive the other planets, because they got what they got it, all the resources. Whatever no. they go beyond the walls, and whoever they deal with beyond the walls, or even through the dimensional portals, they know what resources to use. Not no fucking money. That's only here on Earth. We the dumb.
Now, let's go there. Hold on. Let's go. Slow down. Slow down. We're going to get, because I want to hit on parts that we talked on. I'm going to get everybody hit in a minute because y'all jumping in. Now she's hands going up. Now, they'll say that if we could allow a regular human being, human, ordinary people, and somehow they are diverted into these clandestine operations to pull stuff off. They got the charisma. They got the charismatic energy. You give these people certain energy levels to get, you could control these people, especially if you already got these power over them. Now, some people, I'm going to deal with it now on the earthly plane. Okay, just this with the banking system, with this. Now, we just proved today, black people do not give to these black politicians. You said that's energy. Correct. Sister, gone? Didn't get cut off.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm saying the money.
The kid was in here talking to me.
Okay, good. Appreciate you on that. But so the love of this money does have energy. So if these people can produce,
we
all
gave
this
it
energy,
to them because we got powers and we don't realize we got powers. We make everything come to life. And I keep telling people we make everything come to life. Because we're life. And then we have to stop letting these. I'm going to say it again. We make everything come to life, y'all. We're magical beings. They know
now,
that. That's why they use us for everything.
Everything.
They use us for everything.
Now, I'm just telling y'all because I want to go with this premise of the Black America construct that many of y'all probably ain't going to know. I asked y'all some questions earlier. I'm hoping keeping the psyche while we bring some more calls in. There's Ethiopians there already in Israel. Been in Israel, went in on a serious Operation Solomon or something. Remember when they all went in and they brought the Ethiopians in? And you know, we don't get a lot of play on this, but we will get some information later on. My brother Kelly going to come, because I'm seeing some things. They got documentary with Ethiopia, said they was treated bad. Now, why the world didn't care then? Let me get some more calls. I got 1069 and 187. 187, get up. I mean, let me get the sister power in here before I bring you up. 1069, you next. No, you ain't next. 9007. I got 1877. So a lot of y'all jumping in now. 1877, you in there.
Good morning, Rob
yes,
Jones.
Good to have you. Welcome. Appreciate to have you here. Cause
to the Hibbios crew.
That's it.
I just want to say that Obama did an interview, and I'm just paraphrasing, but the greatest gift he could be is to be a shadow president and sit back and run everything from his basement with nobody knowing he's the actual president.
Yeah.
And basically that is what's going on right now. Biden is just sitting there. That's why he gets so confused that, you know, if he's really the president and who's the president or what's going on, because the person who's actually pulling all the strings is our beloved Obama. He's doing the things that he could not do and get away with in his presidency because he didn't want the backlash. So he didn't endorse. I don't know if you guys know when Biden was actually running, he never endorsed Biden.
That's right. Never endorsed.
He stayed in the back, you know. So Obama is really going to take the country down in name of Biden. And it's really sad because most Americans who have, you know, elderly grandparents can clearly see that Biden is not running a damn thing. The media can clearly see. I was thinking China was, you know, the president, because I knew it wasn't him. But after I watched this interview, I forgot who it was. He said that, you know, Obama is calling all the shots. And you have to sit there and wonder you know, and listen to that AI. You played it several times. You know, why do we need robots? You have to ask yourself. You know, why are they pushing this AI on us? You know, and it's really apparent that if people, black people and white people, it's both races.
It's all races. I said a little more earlier. Yeah, I want to make that clear. The whole world's behind it. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you cannot just constantly say black people are enslaved to the Democrat Party, because you have the white people enslaved to the Republican Party as well, producing people that's in power to run our country. And I had a talk with a colleague, and he was a white guy, and a lot of people want to put bash on the black people, because without the black people voting the Democrats, they would have no power, and that's a fact. You know, they need at least 85 to 89% of the black votes to stay in power. But I had said that there's Republicans that's in power that is not supporting our government, that are truly in power to take us down, just like the Democrats. So with the white people, how they're enslaved to the R name is they don't vet either. They vote these Republicans in without, like, the senator came on. He's a true patriot, you know. I told him, I said, what your people need to do is look for people who really do love this country. Because if you have government people in power who do not care about our country, you know, and they keep voting people in because they misled to believe they're really true Republicans, and in reality they are not. They're truly Democrats. So the Democrats are so smart and so powerful. They said, you know what? We cannot convince these true patriots, true Republican patriots, to see our vision. So what we're going to do is we're going to put fake Republicans in and say that they're Republicans, but and when they vote, they're going to vote in line with the Democrats.
Well,
so
there you go. You just really repeated what the senator said. That's how deep this is. And I think you might have heard that back in the day yourself, just to know how long that was, that he pretty much said that they own, y'all been saying this, you've been one of the proponents saying this, some others also, they control both parties, they control both houses, they're the same. Yes, they are, because if they can infiltrate that good, which is a Bible story, infiltration, that means that's pretty interesting.
And it's like a play. They're like a reality show, because
right.
In the beginning of the Israel war, they kept saying, oh, you know, the Democrats are so against the Israels, you know, the Democrats are so against the Israel. They just love Iran, and you know, that was all an act, guys. You know what I mean? Come on, like you said, if the Jews control our media, they know how to play on our emotions, on our consciousness, you know, on our heart, because real humans, that's how we operate. We are truly loving people. We love people genuinely, you know. So what they have to do to convince them, to convince the mass media, the mass people through the media, is to play games with us, okay? They knew all along they were going to support Israel. They knew all along they were going to give money to Israel. And but they made us believe that, oh, we're against them, but we really was. You know,
right.
So what did Biden do? He went right on over there. He went right on over there. And what the media did, they went on. Especially Hannity. I can't believe everybody's against.
Now, hold on. Yeah, because you're saying some good stuff there. But I'm going to show you some alternative news I put up there on y'all Facebook pages. It showed the other world. I hope y'all know that the Saudi Arabian prince told them if they was to keep going, it would be consequences. This is a fact. Go look up their news. I don't know how y'all got all these stream systems, don't go on their news and look it up themselves. It's a whole different diplomacy going on than what we're seeing. That's why he had to go over there and say, can y'all please tone it down, give a ceasefire or something. That's why Biden went over there to say that, because he had to sit and hear from them that the Saudi Arabia say, boom. Then I found out some other stuff to go along with what you're saying, because I put it out there for y'all. It said that North Korea, guess where Hamas got the weapons from, y'all? North Korea. All the weapons match up with North Korea. And here's the final threesome in the trilogy. China is over a lot of Google. Did you know that China, if you go to China Google right now, Israel don't exist on the new Google for China. Go look it up. I'm not making this up. You punch in China, Google map erases Israel. Now, why would that be, y'all? Why would that be unless they've sent plan something? So go ahead, finish your point. We're getting another caller before we take it to the next level. Go ahead, finish that point
and
on
I,
that. That's,
yeah, that, yeah, I just want to say if you guys Google and see what percentage of Jews that's in our government, our Congress, and our senators, you would know that all this is all you know, it's all bullshit.
Well, I'm glad you're saying.
There's no reason for us to have this many foreign occupation in our government. Okay, if we don't elect Trump this coming year, okay. And if he don't come in and clean house, which I believe he will, because if you see
word.
How
believe is
clean?
Okay. Well, give me why you
say clean.
Think. Tell me why you think he
okay,
gonna clean house. Yeah, because I know you like to jump on that, but you gotta give some more. He didn't do it in this time. What are you gonna do different? Give me what he gonna do different, so people gotta have an idea.
What you have to do is you gotta clean the CIA, you gotta clean the FBI, you gotta clean the Homeland Security. In order for us to have freedom again, because you know they came very close and taken over our government before.
Okay. I want you to make it concise because I already know. Just you said that. That's not what you go before. You said those enough. You said that those would be the three. Taking over that, but now he will have to clean house big time to do that. We're almost talking that's why they keep pushing this insurrection, because it'd be like, okay, he will have to do some cleaning up that's really going to affect some of these money people. Right. All right. So let's give me. Oh, I got to take time. Hold tight. You're gonna get some more time later. Let me get this other call in before we go, because I got to get everybody on. It's almost 11. I want to make sure we run this on the right trip, because guess what? It's a lot more to talk about. A lot more. Let me go to 0997.
Hey, yo, peace. Hey, check this out. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Ever since they brought the Nazis into our government, all your alphabet soups came from when I say soups, I'm talking about CIA, FBI, Federal Reserve Bank. Federal Reserve Bank has financed every war that's ever been. These are international global bankers. Now, you don't see them because they shadow. That's your shadow government, the corporate world. The corporations who fund all this, remember, they blow it up and tear it up, and then they pay the people to build it back up. It's one big game. Now, all of these people, because we're going to talk about the three city state, the District of Columbia, the City of London, and the Vatican. Remember this, we are still a colony of Great Britain, America. Now, they have you thinking that we're not, but we are. Notice that in all this trials and tribulation we're going through, you haven't heard the Vatican say one thing. You haven't heard Britain say one thing. They don't have to say anything. They just sit back and watch the game unfold. Now, the Rothschilds, all of these people, these are the controllers. Now, you see, now we're going to get into eugenics, because we've got to go. Everything they do is fundamentally based on eugenics. And when I say that, when I talk about racial cleansing and everything, it's all eugenics. Now, they were talking about they're going to wipe those people out over there, the Palestinians. Now, remember, these people were Aganazis, whether they be Polish Jews, German Jews, Russian Jews. These people were all related in a certain sense. Now, they went and took somebody else's land. All these people are living on stolen land. Remember, the first people that came to America were criminals. They came out of the jails of England and Britain. They colonized America. They colonized Australia. Right here in America. We are no different than the Palestinians. The only difference is the educational system started by Rockefeller has done its job in indoctrination, and McGraw Hill with the books. So none of your education is all false. If you're not digging for yourself, you won't know these things. And this is why they're so dangerous. The whole media is controlled by like six families. How do you think they could come on TV and everybody is blah, 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 support? They even gave Israel and Ukraine billions and billions of dollars while we got people over here suffering, living on the street and whatnot. Now, you got to ask yourself, whose government is this? Because apparently it's not our government when they can bring in maybe 10 million foreign people in here. And just remember, they brought them in here quietly. Well, not quietly, because they've been blasting. But why did they bring them? They brought a lot of military-age men over here, too. Remember that. So you got all kind of stuff roaming around over here. You don't even, cartels, they got the cartels controlling the drugs and whatnot. Man, so you better get ready for some stuff. They're about to say, remember, order out of chaos. They create chaos and they bring the order. So they got you looking this way when they're really messing around over here, sleight of hand. The whole thing is distort your mind, having you think like when the last time you seen some Jews get shot down in the street by policemen? Just ask yourself these kind of questions.
I'm glad you said these things. Yes, you do.
It doesn't happen.
Now, brother, hold on, because you said something, I'm going to let you go still. But you said something so deep. I've been noticing that they be saying that, okay, all of the hate crimes. I want y'all to listen to this media frenzy. They said they got a 300%, 388% attack on Jews since this happened. I said to myself, now, I want y'all to listen. I'm in high area. Ain't nobody trying to attack nobody that I can see here. For what reason? I mean, in my reason, and I'm going to go for y'all and all your area. Y'all gotta look at your own psyche and say, do I see all this? I don't see no killing of no Jewish people. Like, let's say it's agent provocateur doing it, because we ain't trying to talk. Go, what we gonna get out of that? Go ahead, finish up.
Yeah, but that's what you gotta look at. And remember this: when they were out here beating us, putting us in jail. Remember, this guy, Biden, is the guy that wrote the drug bill with the cocaine and the powder cocaine.
Of course, yeah.
Different sentences for this. He's part of the complex.
It's
that
called
so
the
many
Biden bill.
That look
the
like
Biden
us
bill.
In jail.
That's right.
And you got to remember this, too. His best friend was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. How come you don't
Strong
know
Thurman.
This? The people that these people, my people who vote for these people,
me and you together on this. Ain't no even... you got me fired up. Gotta speak on that. Now, y'all know we've been saying this for how long. I mean, unbelievable. So it's just a beautiful thing to see that people are seeing this beyond our own. We never thought everybody would have a conversation saying, look, how can you not see this? But you just heard earlier, I played it, Maxine Waters. I mean, when you got people who are staunch in whatever community you're in, connected to these groups, these affiliations, these tentacles, that's why it's called octopussy, these tentacles that you have gotten entangled into. You don't know. There's many arms to this shit. So, I mean, I can see why people get deceived, because I've been deceived. I told y'all, I see one thing about me. I ain't going to lie to nobody. I was brainwashed big time, but I got at least brainwashed by some of the big time people. We on the History Channel, who I got brainwashed by. So, hey, at least we made it to the History Channel. Now, I've asked y'all some questions, Doctor. Hold on.
You've been compromised. They got all these Nazis in office that's been there for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Now they're in deep now.
Of course
they penetrated it so deep that they're running stuff from the shadows.
But they call, because remember, you said it, y'all said it, you've been saying, the biggest, I do statistics, facts. The facts, the German population is the number one Anglo-Saxon population here. Now, you can go to many branches of that and so forth. But I'm going to tell y'all this. I know we penetrate a lot of... definitions on people, which I told you, I'm here about the fact. All these Viking stories, and when you look up the real Viking history and all that shit, man, the Vikings were helping them bringing the slaves from the Nordic regions because of the slave trade that the Arabs had with the... They weren't even called Moors back in them days, man. They was a whole different name. I don't even want to get into all that shit because today y'all want to just be easy to understand. But they didn't even call these names that y'all want to go with. They were different names, but now they got these names, so y'all know these names. But they're same groups over there. You got to have permission to go and travel and do trade routes with these people. The Vikings were bringing the Northern Slavic slave from Ukraine, the Khazars, all them. Khazars and all them made them. They're the Vikings, them Scandinavian countries. But now these Anglo-Saxon wops who claim to hate the Khazars, now they over here, and they're the ones that you said released the prisoners. But again, we're going to have a program on this. There's no way, I'm going to stand by this, by facts. There's no way a group would be, when you doing money trade, y'all, you want to see your goods first before I invest some more. Wouldn't you? Like, if somebody tell you, I got some good shit over here, man. You want to see if that shit's so good. You got to have a zombie crew going over there. I'm just going to talk a different friend. And money game, too. So if you telling me that I'm going to bring and invest all these ships to go over there, they don't got no proof that's just over there. But once they stop bringing a multitude of indigenous over there. Now we're going to get to the ball game, but we're going to do that when we get all our good forces. We're going to have the force. Brother St. Louis, Chief, I want everybody to realize this story is very deep because everybody keeps saying the Germans and all that. Man, them Germans could not got over here. The Vikings could not got over here without those navigation skills of these different groups of dark melanated people. Now, we should know this by now. That's why I know the school system sucks. Because if y'all can't figure out the earth is predominantly melanated, even Eskimos got color. How is that? So my point to y'all is you can see how fragile our mind psyche is. Now it's coming. I'm going to play this for y'all before we bring some more calls. I'm going to tell y'all right now. This is global, y'all. You don't think aliens just want America, do you? How dumb can you be to think that if somebody wants just America, why would somebody just want America? Just America. Why would somebody just want Africa? They want the globe.
Hey, Brother Dry Bones, remember this. When the Europeans came here, there was nothing here but copper-colored people, melanated people.
They know that. Webster told us that.
Now, whenever you see any movie or whatnot, whenever they show you an Indian, they show you these Caucasians.
Of course.
Not the Indians. They're proxies on the land. They put them
of
on
course.
Reservations to hold your land down.
Now, but hold on.
Remember, this
you.
Government conscripted millions of acres of land. That belong to the copper color people right now.
Now, but what people came with the people? See, this is where the debate comes, where our people can't see the whole. Okay, you think that Caucasians just came, or you do this as a mix, but like a mulatto group with some niggas with them? Because I want you to tell the people right now, do you think just white people came or some niggas and mulattoes came with them? Give me your, because I want to get to the point.
Well, remember this. The conquerors came from the Roman Catholic Church. They were mulattoes and mixed breeds.
I know that. Yes or no? We already know that. I asked you so you can tell the people so we could get to the point or to get beyond that. Are you saying that there are no only just white? It's niggas, black, Sudanese on there, Mediterranean people on there, ain't just no Germans. Now, if you just told me yes, then I want y'all to put that dead shit away. That's dead. That's dead on my program. Go to some other program and explain to these dummies how they can't understand the time frame of this even happening. Now, ain't nobody going to make these many ships. This is common sense. Because there's no record. Go look this up, y'all. There's no record of a bunch of ships carrying all these. Did y'all know how many people y'all say came over here? Now, when I go tell you that, it came out of Africa theory. And now it came out of this thing called the African theory, out of the African theory. Go look it up. And that's why y'all so fixated on this.
They didn't have any wood to build ships. They had to come here to get the wood to build the ships. They burned all the wood. They had the plague going on over there.
Chief Warhouse said, we got that. My point is, you talking to the choir for here. I mean, how many people in your area could be able to hear this? Because you want to hear telling me the same thing that I know you know, but you know what we have a problem with now? Because we got it down packed here. The problem is, how come our school, your family members, your teachers, people in your families who are teachers, won't even listen to you because you know why? They're under indoctrination of program. Just like you said that they did to the Native Americans. That's the program. See, the program is you thought it's over because some white people. No, those people know. I went to the Seminole shit. I took pictures. They already saying, you know what? We can't tell y'all. We showed y'all what they did to us. What you want them to get wiped out? I'm asking all y'all, just think about what y'all saying. Y'all already going along with wiping out history. Not you, per se, brother, but I'm boiling up the fire here. See, our people believe in now destroying history. Think about that one. That's why they brought you Black Lives Matter. You destroyed most of the secret history. If you had a chance to, you would have. Because you took down certain things. Say, why would you take that down? Why would you take that down that would show the connection? Now, I want y'all to know something. I do a lot of research. We just don't go. We go to Admiralty Law records of ships dockings. That's what y'all are not probably doing. There's a lot of Sephardic. See, it's Ashkenaz, and it's Sephardic, you know, and Ashkenazi. Sephardic is where you get into the Spanish Inquisition, the niggas fucking all through Spain, and all this Othello stuff that seems to be wiped out. And that's where the problem coming in. And so when they showed you these characters in America, they were communists. See, that's where you got. See, they told you that you had to go to Africa to find yourself. What would, now, why would a group who already said that the Caribbeans were here, we got Webster Dictionary, like you just said, bro, I'm just giving you backups for it because you get ability. What you just said was so viral, it should be listened to all over the place. But he just told you. So the validity is that these people, the Bahamians told me they already had caribous in here. So you already knew you had copper. Now, what sense would it make to go all the way to Africa when you got a whole group? You could, all you got to do is bring that group back and forth, show them some love for 100 years, have sex with them for 100 years. I'm giving y'all the timeline. 100 years. By that time, you bring them back and forth. And then, oh, God damn, y'all look more prettier. Now we fuck the rest of them. Boom, 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 boom. See, y'all are off the... See, y'all don't know the magic of sex. If you knew the magic of sex, you would see how easy this was. All right, let me show y'all now that they're about to go into the Middle East by been telling us for years before we get to the main nitty-gritty of everybody. It's not just America. This is global. This is a galactic takeover. How could a general, now, any of y'all in the military know, and I'm not that high up, so I ain't going to even play those games. Didn't want to be. But to know that they have a meeting, like my man said, and he comes on TV and tell you this, and our black leaders and all y'all on this line who know black people, who are y'all, all y'all on this line know higher up blacks. Y'all around. Y'all ain't just sitting at home. Y'all know a bunch of people with PhD. Why they can't understand this one? Why can't they?
Because I'd been through the Pentagon right after 9/11. About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No, no." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq? Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, "No, no." He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran." This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq.
My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
And then Syria.
We had a chance to talk about a wide range of international issues, including the situation in Syria. And I have to say that all of us who've been seeing the terrible pictures coming out of Syria and Homs recently recognize it is absolutely imperative for the international community to rally and send a clear message to President Assad that it is time for a transition, it is time for that regime to move on, and it is time to stop the killing of Syrian citizens by their own government.
Lebanon.
They both had different reasons, the State Department and White House, for wanting Israel to do it, encouraging them to do it, supporting them. Our Air Force worked very closely with the Israeli Air Force for months before this, not necessarily with a deadline, knowing when it would happen. It was always going to be whenever there was an incident, they would take advantage of an incident. The word I used was fortunate timing. When the Hezbollah grabbed some of the Israeli soldiers in early July, that was then a pretext, I think that's the only word, for a major offensive that had been in the works a long time.
Libya.
Today we can definitively say that the Gaddafi regime has come to an end. The last major regime strongholds have fallen. The new government is consolidating the control over the country, and one of the world's longest-serving dictators is no more.
Somali.
Well, violence isn't only on the rise in Afghanistan. In fact, it looks like America's shadow wars have now increased by one. Drone strikes have long been reported in Pakistan and Yemen, but now there's news that a week ago, a U.S. drone aircraft fired on two leaders of a Somalian organization, Al-Shabaab.
Sudan.
President Obama is sending 100 combat-equipped troops to Central Africa to advise local forces on getting rid of one of the continent's most vicious operatives, Joseph Kony, the head of the Lord's Resistance Army, a group responsible for atrocities across the region. It's the first open deployment of U.S. ground combat power to Africa since the Black Hawk Down incident in Somalia in the 1990s that killed 18 troops. U.S. troops may wind up now in Uganda, South Sudan, the Central African Republic, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's part of a growing military effort to engage in Africa.
Finishing off, Iran.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I said, is it classified? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. And I saw him a year or so ago, and I said, you remember that? He said, sir, I didn't show you that memo. I didn't show it to you.
I'm sorry. What did you say his name was?
I'm not going to give you his name.
So go through the countries again?
Well, starting with Iraq, then Syria and Lebanon, then Libya, then Somalia and Sudan, and then back to Iran.
Iran is what you hear today. We don't play on the dry balls, y'all. We give you only the facts. I'm going to take one more call before we go to my brother. I told him I'm going to come. I'm going to go to 9-1. I told you we don't play on this program. We gave you to you free and clear without no fear. 9-1-6-1. 9-1-6-1.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Man, much love to you for calling. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Glad you brought that up. But we got to understand, when they're talking about all these wars, you know, this ain't nothing but daggone human depopulation trying to put you in the meat grinder. Now, I've been out all day, you know, yesterday, been around, riding around, South Virginia. And, you know, now they're coming out telling you what? Oh, Pfizer may have to file for bankruptcy, right? And they've been saying that?
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
They've only been able to get 2-3% of the population vaccinated versus this, what they call it, boosters, new booster, right?
Right, new boost, right, the new one, the new round. Go
okay.
Ahead.
Now, you were playing voice of Mr. Obama there, right?
That's right. He was in there a lot. He did a lot of the damage. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, when Obama passed the Affordable Care Act, I think it was Section 42 or 150, and one of them 57. I know one of them had to do with transgender surgery, and the other one had to do with abortion, trying to force doctors to do abortions and stuff. But one thing that was in there was called mandates, right?
Right.
Well, if you look at it, they also were mandating military warfare and PSYOPs on people because, like he said, the Syrian regime was killing their own people. That's why they had to go, that's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how they was able to set up people in going to war and falling for the game. Now, check this out. Now we got all this nonsense going on in Israel with Soros funding the pro-Palestinian protests and both sides up, the other side too. Okay, you're having all these protests, right? This ain't nothing but a massive censorship plot, but the other day the plan came out, the leaked plan to ethnically cleanse Gaza. They're going to send some in Egypt, and they're going to send some here. They're going to send some, they're going to move these people around. We got to understand that we are dealing with some real Nazis. We think that the Nazis lost the war. No, they still winning now with the stuff they doing. Daggone, I believe Adolf Hitler be laughing at half of this stuff they doing, and they getting away with it.
By you saying that, there's a lot of information that he never killed himself. He lived in Argentina and to Buenos Aires, all these areas. There's a lot of talk about that, but go ahead.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, but we got to understand something. These Jewish people that read, that they keep on talking about the media and all that, you got to understand. How can you put it? Yeah, let's just put it this way. They got their whole, they got a stranglehold on the country.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to call it out. And when you call it out, now they say, oh, you being anti-Semitic. You anti-this, right? No, we're not. You got to call them out. Flip the hat off the small hat, as I like to say. Flip the hat off the small hat, because you got to speak about them now. If you don't speak about them now, they're going to keep on being able to run havoc. But, you know, like they got ran out of other countries, they're going to get ran out of here sooner or later. That's why, if you look at it, now you saw the thing with Eric Adams the other day, right?
Yeah, yeah, that was interesting. He's supposed to go into the border. All of a sudden, some raid take place. Interesting. Go ahead. Yeah, pretty interesting.
Now, what got me was they raided them in Crown Heights, New York, right?
Yeah, yeah, you know that area, huh?
Crown Heights is where a lot of Jewish people are in New York, man.
Yeah,
come
hey, Crown Heights is fair.
Man.
Crown Heights is fair. I'm gonna tell you something. I love y'all so much for this, because if I was to say it all day long, but it's coming across the whole country, y'all. That's why I love the dry boat. It's coming across the whole country. Every caller is got dog packed with energy. Now let's go with that for a minute. You heard the tape. I don't know how long you've been listening to the program when we first started, but I mean, they had Schofield. That's where you're getting these evangelicals. They did it in the early era to psychologically get America. Because remember, many of the Christian Europeans could not stand the Khazar. They just couldn't,
right.
They couldn't stand them. They couldn't stand them. Now, it's not my doing. You got to sit down and do a psychological evaluation on that psyche of the Europeans that had this thought. And one was Martin Luther, the Reformationist, who made Martin Luther King. Now, this is where it gets deep, brother. Martin Luther King's father had to be in with this because he changed his own son's name from Michael King to Martin Luther King to go along with this Reformation. Now, I told you, Reformation means Great Reset, y'all. That was just one of the installments for the final, what they call the final conflict type of thing, which that Revelation story goes with. So much love on this program for all y'all listening. Now, before we take a quick break, I just got to bring, I got Brother Caddy. I'm going to bring this Ethiopian thing together because that's the number one thing the Christian population, Ray Hague and all y'all, went to Egypt and all this stuff, this Ethiopian connection. Now, I just want everybody to know when we come back, we got a special guest, my brother, y'all. He ain't no guest. He's a family member to the show. It's like, we seem to be bewildered by this connection with Ethiopia being named. Even in the movie with Cecil B. DeMille, the first ethnic group you seen came before Pharaoh was the way the movie shows you would look like, but you end up seeing an ending because you was brainwashed. Because in the beginning, it shows you, so in the beginning shall the first be last, last shall be first. They put it in the movie, an allegory, but you didn't see it. Ain't my fault. You ain't know the symbols.
Now, I'm glad you said that, though, because they've been, hey, look, man, they've been running a whole lot of movies. You realize the last 3 years ever since COVID, man, they've been running a lot of remakes of all these movies now, you know,
and
trying to come back and either change the script or something. Look, what did they show us in 2021? They showed us that Purge thing, right? They came back on the Purge, right?
Purge, that's
they
right.
Came back
that's
on the Purge. What they doing now, right? All right.
Yep.
Then they came back with some thing, and I was out yesterday, man. And I said, "Dang, man!" And the little girl had a Barbie in her hand, little Barbie, pink head Barbie. And then I was out. Then you know how they call it art imitating life or life imitating art.
Correct.
Then I was out later last night, and I remember a little girl that was in the little center yesterday in the little community center. She had a little Barbie with pink hair, right? And then I went somewhere else yesterday, and then I saw a woman with a tiara on her head with an old pink wig installed. I said, this got to be something that's really daggone throwing my head off this racket.
It's anime. It's animation.
That's what it's like, man. That's what it is.
It's animation show. they become an anime. Now, I know.
That's right.
Because, hey, now, hold tight, y'all. We're going to get this. Stay with us, brothers. You don't got to just mute yourself. Just mute yourself. Stay with me. We about to get busy.
Love your
energy. Keep with me, man. Also, if those of you want to be our host on these shows, we're going to offer y'all hosts because y'all region is so powerful. If y'all want to come, email me at drybone7@hotmail.com. Tell me if y'all want to do something on the program. Y'all got a topic. I'll give y'all time to put it on and do what y'all got to do because we are the Dry Bone. It's not going to happen without a transition. And once they cut this off, there will be alternative energy. You need to buy solar stuff. I'm only going to say solar. Whatever you think the sun will be provided. And if they block the sun, then you know damn well it's over. Let's go. Last, before we bring the guests in, just listen carefully, y'all. Still you. You. Only you. And I mean all of you, no matter you from India, the island, only you can make this go around. Can't go around this carousel like a hamster, but for so long. And now it's time. Now, we're going to get my brother on here. We're going to talk about what's going on the east, because that was shineth on the east and shineth on the west. And I want y'all to know something. There ain't no accident. Ain't no accident. We all connected. You ain't have to. Well, how people connect is strange. You don't know how you meet people. And today we're going to go along with this premise, the dry bone. And that is an allegory of a mindset that will happen during the battle of the Armageddons. My brother, let's talk. You bring that energy from out to the inner. Let's do this thing. What's happening? Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Dry Bones. What's up to the
always,
family
man.
Out there,
yeah.
Dry Bones Connection?
Yes, yes. We know how we do it. Now, me and you had some conversation. Actually, you're the premise of this program. You see, I named that what you sent me. The Obama Nation Desolation. I told you, boy, we don't play. So as you said, I said, I see it. But go ahead. Play with
it. You know, those who grew up around me would say that when Obama first came out, I was on him, his radar, like I was some type of criminal act. And they said, I know who he is. I know who he is. He, you know, I kept saying that. And I kept saying he's running the country. I kept saying all these things, and now everybody's seeing it. But the concern I have with that, how far have we gone for where people haven't listened? Because if I can warn you about something, I can also give you instructions. And those instructions will help you maneuver to being hit to what's going on, because Obama is the Obama Nation. This is Obama's nation. Donald Trump, Biden, all of them, sorry to tell y'all, they all under Obama. They always have been. Ain't nobody in the history of life ever insulted a former president to keep doing that, because he had to have some type of connection. So you have to draw the contrast, but none of that even matters, because the trigger's being pulled. When we speak about Israel and all the connections, he did make a trip over there. He was the unknown, unnamed statesman that was over there broken his deal. But the thing we got to look at, when we say the word nation, it's one thing. We say state, it's another thing. Israel is not a nation. It's not a country. It is a state. State of what? The United States. That's why America always goes. That's why America always send money. Illinois get money, California get money, all the states get money from the government.
Yeah.
Every year. So we got to remove the territory. The whole story of America has been so diluted that even me telling the simple truth would sound the craziest thing. Like when African American, the term, you know, we just look at this term. You are an American because you had a nation. You search it for everywhere else. I don't like this place. Basically what happened, you allowed the kid on the new kid on the block to see your bike. You rode him on a bike. Now he asked, can he ride your bike for a little bit? And you said yes. That's what you did as a country. Later, everybody flooded in. All them gets flooded in. They started getting things. The black women. They the only, and you can see it today, they're the only ones who really, and to the sister, I know she speaks on politics, so I'm not targeting you by any means. I'm sorry.
Right, we're not individualizing, we're generalizing. Yeah, we got you.
Correct.
The
only reason why these parties existed was for the immigrants to become part of the government. And the black women advocated for that. That's why white women only got rights at a certain time, but we already had rights. We just forfeited our guardianship of this nation and gave it over to them. That's what we did. We need to stop pretending we didn't. And even if you look at George Washington, even on a dollar bill, we turn it on the back and the ego and you see the stars, everybody knows you can draw the sixth star in there, right? Okay. You know something like the stars that's above the eagle on the back of dollar bill?
Right.
If you draw the lines, you get a six star.
Right.
America has always been a Jewish country. White people came, and they started with the five star. George Washington had the six star for original flag. We don't even see none of our original stuff. George Washington's hair was not a wig. His hair was in the same style as you look at King Tut. George Washington had a ponytail. Look at the back of King Tut's mask. There's a ponytail on there. Namuz was the lion, the mane of the lion in the eastern part, and over here, the western, so our style was just a little different. But chief is the same thing as pharaoh. We have sarcophagus. We have mounds. We have pyramids. There's no which country was here before, because during the time of Abraham, this continent, everything was closer, so everybody was living everywhere. You have Abraham's descendants here in this country. You have people who was Jewish came here on their own. The only thing we have been taken away from is that these people have come in and they're trying to fulfill these type of prophecies, but they can't fulfill them because they're not you. You're the only people. If you look at it, no matter how conditioned you look at the so-called African Americans, ain't nobody on this planet coming out the type of skills and the competition and the geniuses, minds, like we dominate the sports, we dominate the science, we dominate things. And I say science, like what science? No, everything you saw science creation came from black people. Nothing came from white people. Nothing came from them. Nothing. That's why they got the patent office.
Well, would they be like apprentice? Because again, we'll get into that later. But it's like, I know people say, oh, nothing. But I mean, that type of science did have teaching. So they had to be taught some type of premise to carry on to their groups too, because they couldn't just learn what they learned if no one actually taught them. So, we was teaching people, not realizing it would be used against us maybe in another way. Because it seemed like a lot of stuff, black folks were really around a lot of whites that was teaching them to me, look like to me, and they was like students of them. So I'm thinking, were we the apprentice teachers? That's where that word, like Trump say, the apprentice. I don't know if they give us the magic words. Maybe that's what it's supposed to be. I don't know, because you're absolutely right. I just said earlier, Africa, but if you look at all the continents, on them continents, if you get a scientific welfare, it's going to be predominantly melanated based on geographics. So you think people I think people know that, but then they don't know that. What's your thought on it? Because people forget that color is the number one dynamic if you do ethnicity. So why do you think that's still not being picked up today? Like, is it made on purpose not to do it? Because that seemed like me and you learned that so easily, and it made sense. Why do you think it don't make sense now that people can tell that the UN is predominantly people of color, yet a percentage of them only make it to the next chamber? See, it's the difference between looking like it, but we talk about that inner circle. Where do you see blacks at in this inner circle? Because you see a lot of the dynamics that you see going to these countries. And I want you to hit on the fact that Ethiopians are over there. What's your take on them being already there? It's like, the Ethiopians are there. They brought them in on that Operation Solomon. And, mm-hmm. One more question, because I want to get this, because you mentioned Abraham. Does that make a difference? Because if Trump used the so-called Abrahamic Accord, and during the time he made this, everybody was in order, and then all of a sudden it gets broken, how does that look on that? Is that Trump was trying to give us a warning, being that we know his name ain't really Trump, but the fact that it has symbolism, you think that has to do with the Hebrew ceremony with the blowing of the trumpets? You think they're telling us the secrets, but we're not paying attention? Give me your thought, because you are spiritual, because you are seeing some very spirituality in your travel. So what's your thought on all that coming here to America? Because we look like America is that great Egypt that's on a dollar bill. What's your thoughts on all that? I'm going to let you go. I'm going to shut up now. I just want to hit you with everything now.
Okay. let me bust the bubble of Trump. Never in the history of life has any devil ever brought any blessings, any peace, any tranquility, any justice, any righteousness. So let's just get that out of the way.
Okay. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So we need everybody. I need everybody listening right now.
No, go ahead. Let's
understand the mind frame of these people I'm saying. You got to understand who they are so you know how they think and how they move and why they do it. If black people are so caring, right? Like you can do things for me because you will help somebody. That's the God part of you. That's what makes you a child of God, because God is giving. God does, and you do things for other people, but not with the warning of caution.
Right.
Okay. Open your heart up. So when you're talking about the the Beta Israel, which is the Ethiopian, the Jewish ones, we became separated because King Azana got with a European woman, brought in a European, a Caucasian Pope, and they started converting over to this strange type of form of Christianity. And those who didn't convert lost their homes, kicked out of their homes, burned, lost property, lost everything. And they called us Tyler, which was an insult. And then they called us Falasha, which means to be without a home, to move about. Just like the word Arabic and the word Hebrew means to move about. So after that, they needed to build this temple, this fantasy temple they need to build in Jerusalem. So only the black hands can build the temple. Like I said, a devil can't bless nothing. He had no connection with God. Think about this. The Ashkenazis, they call on Hashem. Hashem is the word the Shem. Shem is Sham. Sham is the son of Noah. So that's not even the Most High God. So they are giving you a watered down form of what you think is Judaism, which is really not. So we ain't got to worry about what they're doing. You know, the Bible said that the fake ones that comes cool. So now if you know they fake, then who's the real ones? The ones who looking at it and say they fake. That'd be the so-called African Americans. The reason why Jews were so powerful because they were able to go build things. All right, temples and stuff were built by architects, not no immigrants coming off a boat with no cement mixing equipment, with no material to mix the sand and water to make glass to build buildings and church. They didn't have none of that, so they need to stop lying, stop playing. Stop saying you founded something. I'm walking down the street and I see a house. Oh, look, I'm found this house. I'm going to just take it. How you build it? I don't know. So it ain't yours. So we handed this country over, and we watching what they're doing. Every race on this planet has had the opportunity to rule that was given. The Caucasians are the last ones. They come from the seed of Canaan, not Canaan directly. Like Esau keeps saying Esau the white race. No, he's not. Esau was hated by his mother, Rebecca, not by God. They try to throw their phrase over there. Esau was a disappointment after he went and started getting with Hittites, which is the Caucasian women, when he lost his blessing. And so now you got like a lot of Malaysians, you got a lot of different races all over the planet that's a result of Esau. So they were going to get the chance to come back. But what they don't tell you in the book, like some books that, like Enoch, they'll tell you that Esau later had repented and ended up marrying one of the daughters of Ishmael. And he was down there, her name is I don't have the name covered here, but I got the names in my book. So the whole thing, Abraham had cousins here in America because the Atlantic Ocean is only 500 miles apart. So the same time Atlantis was an international city, and where we see Egypt, where they had the ancient stuff, that was an international city at the time. And some brothers I talked to yesterday explained, yeah, it's a major trade route. So everybody came in. We failed when we started breaking down the rules and allowed immigration coming in. And they're showing us here now, but they want to destroy everything because it's time for them to go. So somehow they're trying to move over to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the places.
Why Ukraine? Why Ukraine? Because remember, I like what you said about how the trade was there, because I've seen these type of maps that is there. Atlantis is there. Okay, so when Atlantis got destroyed, that kind of like they knew it existed because, of course, Atlantis was the question of that it did exist. And that's where you get this so-called the Bahamas and all them and the area where they had these look like ships would dock up onto the parts of that area that's underwater. So that make a lot of sense. So what you think will happen then? Okay, so the transition of trade would have shifted, and your thesis on that. What you think about that? Would it have shifted because they can't go across Atlantis, even though it knew it was there, and there was other routes to the next land? Wouldn't that be the kind of most logical way of looking at how that trade route would have been destroyed if Atlantis went to the ocean?
Okay, the best answer to that when it comes to the Bible, we only have the information pertaining to the west or east part of the world that's centered in. Y'all don't have the book here. There are books here about the history of America, like a Bible.
Right.
So everything we had going on at the same time. It's just like
what nation do you think got it now? What nation you think might have it? Who called the Vatican, or what you think Ethiopia will have something?
No, it's here in the archives. All our history is here in the United States, Washington D.C. The archives, National Archives.
Okay.
They did have it.
Let's make it clear to everybody. Let me know what we're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay. The archives in the United States. Okay.
Before Thomas Jefferson and everybody donated books to the Library of Congress and everything, and there were so many fires, somehow all this information got burned away. This white folks good at doing that. They destructive. They try to destroy history, try to pretend. And there ain't no more pretending. So we looking for them to lead us, well, especially our black women. But not one black woman saying, you know what, we're going to pick who we want to be a leader. But we got to wait to see who they decide to throw out there. No, if you want to have power, get together and y'all pick somebody to say you want this person to represent you as a nation. Just sit talking about going back to Africa. I'm going to leave here. Please, I sound crazy. You in your own house, you just cornered in the bedroom, and they want you to force yourself outside so they can take the whole house. No, you got to get back and stand on something. This is your country. This is who you are. You American. Ain't no history. George Washington, black man. Thomas Jefferson, black man. Everybody's black. Honor them now. We ain't got nobody to look at to, because when we look at their images, even with the Jesus thing, if we can see Jesus as the Son of God and he's a different race, then that makes us the devil. That's what it does. Because they saying that everything white is good and anything else is not good. But then Jesus could tell you he's a black man because he said, don't go into the Gentiles. What's Gentiles? Gents, like ladies and gentlemen, gens. He said, don't go into the devils. But look what we're doing. We cater to the devils, and now we got all these society things they do and all this gender and all this other craziness. I'm like, man, you know that don't make no sense. But I ain't never seen us as a people that goes so much against ourselves, but that's because that's the way we was programmed, so it's not our fault, in a sense. So we only acting according to what's being put out there.
Right. So I'm glad you said that, because that's what my thing is. If you read this Bible story, if a God tell you that you're going to be punished and gives all these, let's just take the 400 years. Out of all the history, look how we thinking, 400 years. That's kind of crazy. If history is that infinite, we've been put into a glass prism of 400 years, almost like in time, right? Because we can't see ourselves past the 400. Because I tell you, I said, well, you have about 400 years. What about the Moors who controlled Spain for 700 years? I mean, how are they supposed to think? I mean, the concept don't even work together without thinking. And so, to me, I found the play. I already know it's made up. But, How could we don't see the mindset? Okay, for instance, how could a Scofield Bible, and you got y'all Bibles all over the earth, how could this dude get all these European, Anglo, German to go along with the fact that Israel, and they came from a country that didn't even like Israel or Jew, Khazar, I'm going to quit calling them that, because I want y'all, before we go any further, I want y'all to listen carefully. See, don't get caught up in this game. See, the Khazar bankers, and Jewish, they know they can't be called Jewish. That's the debate all going on. That's why I asked you about the Ethiopians, what they saying, because they cannot possibly going to be going with this letter J thing in Ethiopia. And are they calling God Yahweh or Yahweh in Ethiopia? Obviously, looks like that's in the Hebrew. So how did this cult come to be where black people is still infused in every aspect, even if it's in another part of the world? I mean, here it is, a group of Germans who are now regulating that they're part of Ethiopia. How does that work in your psyche? And then go ahead. I'm going to let you keep, because we still got some time. I told you we're going to do a whole 30, but we're going to keep it going. Go ahead. How does that work?
In, Well, in Ethiopia, they call the Jesus name is called Iesus. Iesus.
Right.
And
right.
The Heavenly Father is referred to as Xavier, or Elu, Eliel.
Xavier.
But that's what Xavier means. So even the name Xavier has 9 letters in the English form. The story of Jesus is a true story, but what they did is they added other stories from other events and started accumulating, you know that word I'm trying to use. They started putting everything together to make it into a story, but you got to understand, when it said King James Version or any version, they tell you they didn't write it, they translated it.
Right.
So the information was already there.
But everybody got this thing where, because you do it, you send it to me, I want you to know, this brother got some good illustration. Yeah. We got these people claiming to be white, but they really black. Like, people got King James as being black. Now, I'm like, okay, let's go with the premise. Oh, he's black. Okay, great. Now, what does that got to do with him now that we know he's black, that he defamed the book story? He made up some other shit. How's that work? I mean, like, if the dude is black that did this stuff, how do we, you know, push it to somebody else if the guy is black who made this stuff up? That's where I'm at with it. Like, how's that
King
work?
James,
I mean, right, King James supposed to be black by many of the so-called writings of people over here.
All of them are black. All of them are black.
Right.
This Queen Victoria, she was the first one her mother was a Caucasian woman. That's why she had the hemoglobin problem, the blood problem. But her father was black, and her mother was Queen Charlotte. So that was. From there, from Queen Victoria, offspring was when they first started mixing in the Caucasians into our families.
I want y'all to listen. Write this down. He's giving you the era that this thing started with, so y'all can look this up and now enlighten others. Because if black dick is all through Europe, and they put so much dick in them that they have a hemoglobin. I mean, think about this for a minute. Just think about it on a real level, y'all, because, you know, you let a rampant army group of having had sex, unless they're a gay army, you know, they're going to go off. So let's go with that premise. Screen. I got the book here, too, with the Moors, but I ain't going to do it right now. But we're going to wait that until we do the indigenous side of this thing. From your side, y'all pirates, you just heard Somalia. You just heard Obama say, now, just because I know Libya, under what I was taught, Morocco, 5-point style, they had a 6-point style in Morocco and all that other stuff. That's Sephardic. Now, isn't that funny? He attacked the Sephardic homeland, which would be Libya and Morocco. Libya for sure, because that's where the Black Sudanese army was at, called the Black Guard. If these blacks was this powerful, and ruling, and then all of a sudden a black guy comes and takes them out from America. How can the black people, and this goes for everybody, even Haiti. I want y'all to know while this is going on, I'm going to let you go because I'm building up this fire on it. All them island people, and I told you they was going for reparations and stuff. Haiti wanted to be a part of Africa. Yes, they did. Go look it up. And they denied it. You go look this up, Haiti. Tell me why. LZ, come on there. Tell me why they denied it. I would love to hear this. But if this happens in Ethiopia, it's really high level over there in Africa. But how did y'all let how did they let Somalia get attacked by Obama? And what you think about that? And then how do we look at that? Because these nations in the psyche of Christians and blacks are in the Bible. Like, these are the main, Libya is named in the Bible. And now we see these attacks and we hear what's going on. How do we look at a black guy fulfilling the prophecy of these attacks? And then how does that look like in the Bible? Because, you know, you spiritual, you have Bibles. You've seen the Ethiopian stuff. That's why I asked you, because I didn't see it. You physically seen these churches. How do you look at that of the power of knowing that that's a very powerful area that's prophesied? And how do you think the people is relating to this with
what we're seeing now with Israel, and what do you see in that area so we can get some more people. I'm going to get some people to get some calls in here, ask Brother Kelly some questions. He has been to that region. And your books that you wrote about that give people how they can get in contact with you on this, some of this stuff as well, because you did write that over here would be utilized because the women must have had power for a long time that we're not talking about. They had to be like the Charmin class during this era of them coming over here and taking over. And so that'd be good. But go ahead. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to give you 10 more because I talked about 5 of them. Go ahead. Joe, go ahead and finish up with us.
All right. Okay. Well, when it comes to Ethiopia, it's just, let's go back to Utnapishtim, which is Noah. Noah had triplets at the age of 510, sometimes 500, sometimes 530, depending on which version you're reading. But they were triplets. So they could not produce no other race. White people did not come in through that way. Even when you go down to Esau and Jacob, white people did not come in through that way. Because the fact is said that Abraham dwelled in the land with a Canaanite and told him not to mix his seed with them. He's talking about, the Amorites. So they were already white. He didn't mix his seed. That's why he was blessed. Abraham was a king. All right? That means Isaac, Ishmael, and the other children. There's just a lot more of them. They were princes. They set up kingdoms. That's why they called it tents. Tents was kingdoms. They were going building castles and places, and usually they had like 12,000 people with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a people, it doesn't matter who or what we claim, it's what we have in our mindset, our ability to do. We can think of certain things. We can do certain things other people can't do. We got envy, but because it was only us that had power, that's why it wasn't nothing for a black man.
When you say us, though, now, are we shifting from Ethiopia to here? Because Ethiopia got their own ideology, obviously. They're not sounding the same way we sounded in the West. So do you see the same? Because I'm trying to figure out, like, because we already know the Ethiopians ain't thinking like us over here. They got their own churches, not many blacks. They may name their church Abyssinia, but they don't have they don't have that dialect of what's going on from their church. How do you see America as introducing that? Because again, y'all use, and you too as well, y'all say a lot about the white folks. I know y'all do, but y'all named everybody that was actually black. You said that some black dudes went up there, knocked off Elizabeth. She could, you know, so. Where does it go? I mean, how do we equal that out if black people are actually impregnating this species? And then all of a sudden now we realize the species is going rogue. I mean, how does that look? I don't know how that look for y'all, but let's get some calls because we're at the top of the hour now. Stay with me, Katia. Don't go nowhere. You're going to be hitting on. We're going to hit some questions on you. We're at the top of the hour. Don't you got 1 hour to jump on this program because at 1 o'clock, I have no control because guess who has it? It's called the Prince of the Power of the Air. It is not me. Now, we are going to now go into some questions about what we're talking about here because that was a Bible story right there, just what he gave y'all. And he could go further because Caddy got pictures. I mean, I'm not just talking about me and him have actually integrated pictures, looked at stuff. And, all I can tell you is beautiful people. Ethiopian women is beautiful. Brothers, we on the cooking channel, we got everything going on. All I'm telling you is, on this war here, we about to go hot now. This war said it's going to bring in all the princes of Tobol, Gomer, Magog. I mean, it would be serious if it was made up, but this is a world war. All access is going to the ancient East Silk Road. They bring in the Silk Road, the same ancient trade route that brought them. And then the other trade routes was, y'all said Atlantis. We're about to get deep, y'all. Y'all went scientific. We're going to go sci-fi now. Atlantis has been told to us by Dr. Sheikh Diyah, all the greats. So it was called Santorini. It wasn't called, we call it Atlantis. They call it Santorini. And so they got different names, but they said it was a landmass there, went down, cataclysmic. Now, what could cause that? But obviously, that was a period
that they call in the Bible the antediluvian period. Yeah, they never will tell you this name. They will never. It's called the antediluvian pre-Abraham. Fuck Abraham. Ain't no goddamn Abraham at the time of this shit. It ain't. Look it up. Antediluvian is pre-Abraham. That's when the gods, whatever was on this earth that was able to do supernatural things, until then, they claim Atlantis. Now, that's the myth. That's the myth. Y'all know it. But we're going to get hot. Why would they make every black movement the same? And to go and look at what happened is, y'all said, I'm going to show you how psychotic we are. It had to be some type of hit-in-the-head revelation. Because how do you forget that what Caddy said, all y'all just said, especially what he just said, he said, you know, over here, we, you know, they had to have a permission to get over here. You just don't bogart sacred areas. So obviously they brought all the three wise men that they gave you in your Bible story. These navigators was able to find Jerusalem. In the middle of Jerusalem is the word USA. I told you these are magic words. City of peace. They come in peace. Who came in peace? Missionaries. We come in peace. Now, this is not hard to understand because they give you all these symbols. I mean, these symbols are so far-fetched. That's why I don't know what we like, what we watching, but everybody's not watching the same thing because guess what? You're not of, you are the watchers. See, that's what you don't get. You the watchers. You watching yourself. Now, listen carefully. These are all the leaders that was told to do this. And just think about all of who became what. These are all black U.S. leaders who told, I'm young. I had no idea this shit was going on. If I would have probably knew what I know now, I'd be like, nah, hell, fuck this shit. Now, why would we go along with what these people did? Now, we have no beef. We ain't getting nothing out this war. You got them telling you today, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, and that's acceptable now? Think about that. Now, I'm not making no prayer. I'm just saying it's not even a jump. It's like black folks who are on the Republican side. Come on now. Tim Scott. I mean, I don't know what they're playing with us, but they're playing the game like they told us. Here's the biggest game in the world. They made every great black leader that we was even imaginative with. Everyone had no idea they had to initiate themselves like this. Look at everyone, and you're going to only hear it on this program probably because we are the dry bones. And guess what? Facts matters.
Don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man.
In 1977, reggae legend Peter Tosh released the song Equal Rights, demanding freedom for a number of African nations, but he also mentioned another country. When George Jackson, a Black Panther, writer, and revolutionary, was killed by prison guards in 1971, two poems were found in his cell. They were translations of resistance poetry by the Palestinian poet Sami al-Kazim. Peter Tosh and George Jackson's connection to Palestine are just two examples of a long history of solidarity between Black liberation and Palestinian self-determination, two struggles that have been in dialogue for decades. In 1964, Malcolm X published an article in the Egyptian Gazette called Zionist Logic, in which he drew parallels between the oppression of Palestinians and Africans. Instead of seeing it as a religious conflict, Malcolm saw Israel as a colonial project serving a wider imperialist agenda, saying, European imperialists wisely placed Israel where she could geographically divide the Arab world. In the same year, Malcolm was one of the first African leaders to publicly meet with the Palestine Liberation Organization, as anti-colonial struggles gained traction through the world. Freedom for Palestinians became a touchstone for the international fight against imperialism. As black freedom movements expanded their worldview to situate their struggle as part of a global anti-colonial movement, Palestine also became an important focal point of their solidarity. On August 15, 1967, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee released a position paper entitled The Middle East Crisis, expressing support for Palestine and criticizing U.S. support for Israel. Organizations such as the Black Panthers argued that freedom would never come for black people in America unless all oppressed people were free. The Panthers frequently spoke of black communities and their relationship with police as living under occupation as internally colonized people. They were vocal in their support for Palestine and met with the PLO in Algiers in 1969. In his 1972 essay, Take Me to the Water, James Baldwin wrote about leaving the U.S. but refusing to go live in Israel, saying, "And if I had fled to Israel, a state created for the purpose of protecting Western interests, I would have been in a yet tighter bind. On which side of Jerusalem would I have decided to live?" Muhammad Ali also declared his support for the Palestinian struggle, marching for Palestinian rights and visiting a Palestinian refugee camp in southern Lebanon. In 1979, Reverend Jesse Jackson met with the PLO and pushed for the U.S. to deal directly with the organization in pursuit of a peace deal.
"Just and lasting peace is inextricably bound for a state for Palestinian people, and the recognition of the PLO as the government in exile with which our nation must negotiate."
This was a significant shift in support for Palestine, moving from radical groups to more mainstream figures who were able to lobby for shifts in U.S. policy. 10 years later, Jackson would find himself in an audience in Harlem as Nelson Mandela addressed a packed town hall.
"As far as Yasser Arafat is concerned, I explained to Mr. Sidney that we identified with the PLO because just like ourselves, they are fighting for the right of self-determination."
Like Mandela, Archbishop Desmond Tutu drew global attention to the plight of Palestinians as being parallel to that of black South Africans under apartheid.
"The inhumanity that won't let ambulances reach the injured, farmers tend their land, or children attend school. This treatment is familiar to me and the many black South Africans who were corralled and harassed by the security forces of the apartheid government."
Mandela made a historic trip to Palestine in 1999.
"Choose peace rather than confrontation, except in cases where we cannot get, where we cannot proceed, where we cannot move forward. Then, if the only alternative is violence, we will use violence."
A statue of Mandela stands in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah, a gift from South Africa to the people of Palestine. His grandson, Mandla Mandela, continues to be an outspoken critic of Israel.
"Release all political prisoners. We want to say to the Israeli government today that give the 6 million Palestinians living in exile their right of return."
It's not possible to talk about global black solidarity for Palestine without discussing black Palestinians or Afro-Palestinians themselves. Some Afro-Palestinians trace their roots to the land as far back as the 12th century and are descendants of Muslim pilgrims who went to Mecca for Hajj and then settled in Jerusalem. Others are the descendants of those who migrated from places such as Nigeria, Sudan, Senegal, and Chad. Some of them came to Palestine specifically to fight against British colonialism and Zionism.
"The second, third, fourth generation, if you ask us to identify ourselves, we say we are Afro-Palestinians. We were born here, we grew up here."
The community is deeply rooted in Jerusalem. With a
now, I can stop and go on, but I got to, you know, we got a program, we got to get time in from all y'all listening. Did y'all hear that? It is a litany. Everybody had to pay homage to this. And it's like the same story for us. It's our story being brought and propagated across the whole world as a suffrage group being need of, because we're supposed to be oppressed. And yet, the people who are financing these
That's why it's called controlled opposition, are getting richer. Let me hear from y'all. Start with you, Brother Caddy. I'm going to take it down the line. What's, I mean, come on. The same story. I mean, here South Africa ain't changed one bit, and they got the Mandela. And we found out, look up Mandela and the Grand. I mean, he got the whole garb on. I mean, if he ain't a nice temper, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you better go look it up. I'm not making this up. He took pictures. He was happy to get his nice templar's degree. I'm trying to figure out to y'all out there listening. Did y'all hear this? Let me get some new callers. Did y'all hear that? 3495. Let's talk.
Listen, Sister Kim here. How you doing?
Much love to you, sister, for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah, done. You know, I lived in Israel for almost 3 years.
Yes.
I was trying to make some notes of the things that I've heard you all speak on that I'm aware of. One is I want to tell you that right behind the Wailing Wall, there are people, I tell black people, black like me, they said they've been there for years, hundreds of years. Okay. The other thing is, that took so much, now I didn't make my notes in time, but I believe in the word. I don't care who this is wrote it. I believe that God inspired. Now, that's my opinion. And because God has worked miracles in my life, I'm going to hold on to it. I don't care what it looks like. I believe that God is real. And I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, that's my belief. And then the process of saying that, I'm saying that what's happening now is in the Bible.
Yes.
What's happening is in the Bible. And this is the beginning of Armageddon. You're familiar with that, right?
Yes, yes, yes. No, I want everybody to know, you keep going, but this is Miss Kim Weston. I mean, to have her on the line right now, a Lowtown legend, we all grew, our parents grew up, who've had a symbol, who've been around these people. Man, I mean, you have a gravity of history that's unfathomable. How did you feel knowing and hearing all that, especially being around it and those greats yourself?
Well, I wanted to touch on some things. The Ethiopians.
Yes, go ahead.
While I was there in Israel, 75,000 Ethiopian Jews were brought into Israel. And I heard people relate to what was happening to them as the treatment of blacks in America. And that goes in another area as far as Ethiopia is concerned. Because the people in Ethiopia that are Jews, they follow all the rules and traditions of the Jews. But they have been, like, ostracized. So that's something that people are to check into. And that's something that bothers me about blacks in America, because there are no other people, and there never have been, like the blacks in America. And that's what we got to start dealing with. Our problem is, we are brainwashed. Well, it's time for us to do something about that.
Yeah.
And only we can do it through the grace of God. We don't have to deal with none of that other stuff. It's the same old game, the bad.
Right. That's right. That's why.
What we need to do is do what we need to do for us. And my thing is, I don't care who it is. That's it. If at all possible, it's peaceable with all men. And my thing is, here too, because we said if, that means we're going to be able to be peaceable without me. Because all men ain't going to let you be peaceable.
Right. There's
people to get up to go and become somebody. You know?
No, stay with me, because I'm so happy you joined us this morning. You don't know. Anybody don't know, that's Miss Kim Wells, legend.
Bless you. Bless everybody.
No, Miss Weston. Yes. Let me just say this, too, because you was around when they actually introduced that era of what y'all was doing to the world, and y'all reception was so great. leave us appreciate it. I heard from so many of y'all who've been on our program how, I mean, they really treated y'all like gods in a certain way. Give us your aspect of how the world treated you when you presented yourself to as us around the world.
Well, I want to tell you this first, though. I found out last year, I was reminded of it because I had to know it when it was, that Detroit had more churches than any city in the world.
Hmm. What? Didn't I know
Detroit,
that?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Wow.
Detroit had more churches than any city in the world. And I believe that Motown was the fruit of that.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because Detroit is a special place. Detroit's a special place, like America's a special place.
Right. Special area. But definitely.
God made America here for what we become. And like I said, there are no people like the black people in America. And one of our biggest problems is that we don't give. We don't give. We try to keep everything for ourselves. We give it to the white people. We don't give. We don't give to each other.
Now,
Everybody has something special. But nobody encourages it. Just like you were talking about the creation. Like you said, I'll tell you something else, and I'm going to hush for a minute.
Okay.
Then the word is said. God says that he's going to come and get a people that are not a people. And then he will be their God. That will be his people. I believe that we are. Because you said we are not a people. Who else do you know that's not a people?
I don't know none but what you just named. That's what makes this so beautiful of a question for us to answer, because it is profound wisdom. And I'm glad to have. I'm so happy to have you on this morning with us, who has seen so much. Hold on. Before we
I'm going to tell you one more thing. I got expelled from history. I think I told you I got expelled from history. The teacher said, "Weston, why are you looking like that?" I said, "Why is it that you never speak of the kings and queens of Africa? You all are all you all talk about is the savages and the jungle. You never speak of the kings and queens." And she got very upset. And she said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I'm a descendant of the Queen of Sheba." And she put me out the drag.
That is what I want to hear, because see, you knew back then that I think through the magazines they did show a black image in those, some of these magazines that was out in them eras, especially early days. Let me ask something else, because I got to. Next time you have an event and you don't tell nobody, but the day of, I'll be back. You had a beautiful event in Detroit of last month, I believe,
I received a couple of awards.
I was really happy about
that. I want to talk to you about something too, okay?
Go ahead.
Florida. Go ahead, Place your voice opportunity. And I do want to tell you that we're putting the dry bones together. It is a dry bone connection.
Oh, my goodness. That makes me happy. Yeah, I just got tingles on myself. Go ahead, sister. I love that. Hey. Must be something, because to have you hear me and listen, that's a much love to me, and I mean that. So keep y'all doing. Stay with me. Yeah, and next time, if you got an event, you know what's coming up, tell us. We will get there. It's real close to my hometown, so we can get there quick.
Okay, yes, listen, I am working on a birthday celebration, December the 20th.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay, let me hear it. Send it to me. Send it to me. Like you just did the email, send it to me, and we will definitely get in contact. Go ahead. We will.
A lot of that stuff I don't know nothing about.
Well, you brought that party was, you sent me that party was nice. I see that party. I said, what? It was 3 days, y'all. They had a 3-day party for them. Motown. Great.
No, it wasn't Motown. That's the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame.
I couldn't believe it. I said, she tells me the day of, I think 2 days before it was, I see the email. I said, what? I said, oh, my goodness. But much love. Dad, don't worry. We love you for just even being with us this morning. So stay with us. I'm going to get another part. All y'all out there, I'm going to take some more calls. Brother Caddy, get back to you on that Ethiopian thing. You heard she been over there. My sister been over there making. And she heard a lot of these people that we listen to today. And for her to be living is praise to her as well. And again,
that is glory.
Yes, and it's glory because we are of God, of spirituality. And what I call it, everybody got a different name, but it's energizing yourself what you call it. And that's what I like about what people do because you can understand me. That means we talking the same language. So you know we in love. Now, let me go one place with this. Next phase of this, I want you to understand. The technology that's going out now is designed to not help the elderly of people nowadays. That's why I wish the younger people would be more sympathetic because here's what's going to get deep for everybody. Not those who already, but those this next generation that's about to retire. Everything going to be digitized. If we don't understand how that works, that's why we have to come together and say, is this going to work for us as a people? Can you possibly say that everybody in the community, except for the young, it's digitized already through banking apps and everything else. That's why we want to get y'all prepared for understanding it. There is a new transition of wealth. It's not going to go away. People are not going to be, but I will say this, everybody. I just want y'all to be aware. I play all the things from the past, and I have some beautiful people who is in the past now with us to this day who was of the past. That's past, present, and future. Right now, they with us. And that's Miss Kim, and we don't have brother. We have so many of you, and we appreciate y'all joining us on this program because we couldn't do it. That's what bring the dry bones together. It's past, present, and future. And we want y'all to know one thing. This next generation, it got to be serious, serious work right away. I mean, if they let this happen, it would be no wealth for your grandkids. There would be no wealth for the grandkids. I can tell you that right now. You might live good till you die. That might be all that's left. Just like whoop, two. That third one coming, this young generation, that they prophesied in the Bible as the plagues of Egypt. Your children are the pestilence now. You see how they fly in and break up shit and go, leave it disastrous like crop. The crop is your community. That's the crop. The Bible is real. I call it different things. It has alien, extraterrestrial implication. Ain't nothing like this could be happening unless something is divinely over us. It's impossible. It is absolutely impossible. Right now, in 2024, I'm telling y'all, listen carefully, in 2024, y'all didn't pay no attention to that Patriot Act. I told everybody, I said, man, they see, if you create chaos out of order, you will have people doing stupid things. Impulse will make you just do something sporadic, make you do something crazy, and you will fall in place. That's what they want. They want you to fall apart, but you got to get strong. Whatever it takes to get strong, I can't tell you what it is. That is not my job. My job is I have to inspire myself and you and everybody else listening. You better find it. You got to find it now because this is going too far. If y'all know what's coming, I'm going to have to play this for you because I feel bad if I didn't. If y'all know what's coming, there's no way we should be like, hey, let's go along with this. Now, this is coming from people that y'all forgot said this. Tell me this ain't happening right today. Listen to what is coming to the people you put in power. Listen.
Our constitutional journey did not stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And, Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government, such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful of implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources into trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Now he's talking about his own party, which is a Democratic party. That's Joe Biden. Right after he did the crime bill that y'all heard yourself say, who put the crime bill in. Now, what, isn't that impossible? And then the next thing you do, you vote the dude in who kills half of the African nations that was sentenced to go down in 7 years. Now, the dude said, we're going to get microchips. Now we got Elon Musk and everything. I mean, Twitter, I mean, the whole thing is a setup. It's like, you do know that this is definitely, definitely not hard to see. It's not hard to see at all. These people have systematically made us believe that they're going to do good with a war that's going to benefit only the merchants of war. Do you see the amount of money they're going to make? I go look it up. Because of y'all, I go look it up and I do the program so y'all can tell y'all what y'all, and I bring it to y'all. It's the amount of money they spend on weapons is unsurmountable. They have made, I think, 1,000 percentage tile of wealth just by bombing. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up at all. You go look up where the weapons are at. That's one thing about this Bible. The Bible stated knowledge will go to and fro in the earth. It's your phone. You can find anything. I can find Miss Kim, all her greatest hits, all the movies. It's what we have instituted. Your Bible warns y'all, but I don't know who's been teaching us. Our teachers have either, like the Bible said, led us astray. Now, that's going to be determined on your psyche. I can't tell who been led you astray. Could be your parents. It could be a lot of factors to this. But unfortunately, we don't have that much time to go into a psychoanalysis of everybody on this program because that would be a lot of money. So we must bring it to you to the dry bones where we are all a collective all across this valley, every zip code, all across our region is the only way people who will pick up on this across your region, because you will soon see the Bible prophecy that I just named, which is in Daniel, the abomination desolation in the Bible in the definition of Daniel. Now, we're going to go further. We ready? Are y'all ready? Let's do this thing. We about to get, I told you, this is all-encompassing program here. We got everything for you that you need. Now, I'm going to bring some more calls in. Y'all got some of the board open up. I'm going to just tell y'all something. There's no way y'all can go. Miss Kim, you was in this era. I would like to hear from you and a few others. This era is Sadat. Remember Sadat? I'm a little kid. Sadat and Begin. I remember our family having to watch that as young people on ABC and all them and Ted Koppel ass and shit and all. And we watching all that, and we had no idea what that meant to us. Nobody cared at the time that I grew up with about no Palestine and none of that shit. They, when I was growing up, because we ain't had no idea what it was. You know when it happened? See, we wasn't paying attention. We wasn't paying attention. I know. I'm going to tell you why. Because we didn't, even though it was on our, we didn't know where the people was going to be going. We were like, who the hell is that? My daddy and all, they got good jobs. You know, they don't give a damn about no damn PLO and all that shit on Chevy and GM jobs and Detroit and all them. They live in law. We got houses. We got everything. Next thing you notice, within a five-year span, Yemens were in the stores, taking over the stores in the black community. He's like, hey, what's up? But we cool. They look kind of like they Puerto Rican. So we cool with everybody's shit. We little kids. We yell, hey, what the fuck? Boom, boom, boom. Next thing we know, every black store gone. You be like, yeah. Then you find out they taking food stamps and you can get bear for food stamps and shit. Like, what the fuck? These things got it going on. Cigarettes with the food stamp? Yeah. Let me get them. You got condoms, every goddamn thing.
Is my mic open?
Yeah, and that's called commerce, y'all. It's called commerce. They played us through commerce. They brought them over. They used that war at that time that we didn't know as kids. Now I see as an adult, I say, damn, that's where wisdom comes. I said, damn, they used that against us as a kid. Before we knew it, they was already transitioned from that war, but not Begin. Remember Begin and Sadat and them shit? They had Godard mail. See, I remember now, I'll get quick recollection as a kid, having to watch that, because everybody watched the news when you're black. We got to watch the news. And that's how it happened. Go ahead, Ms. Kim.
I just want to tell you, Bones, when I was a child, there were Jewish stores in our neighborhood.
I know. There's a difference. I'm telling you, you can see.
In the 1940s,
right.
The Jews were in the neighborhood.
Now, see, when I grew up, we seen a black, everybody black had stores. It was like, boom, no problem. No one cared. I didn't care until I got to like 13, 14, started noticing change was going on there. I didn't know. And I said to myself, well, damn. And to the point where it didn't make a difference to when you got older, it's like, oh, it's a total takeover. To now, it's a total monopoly. So I don't know what, yeah.
Can I tell you what I was told from somebody in Korea?
Please.
That Well, first of all, when the Jews left, that's when the blacks got the stores.
Right.
Okay, in the community. When the Jews left the community, that's when the blacks got the stores, okay?
Check that out.
I was told from a veteran in the Korean War that we were promised to the people that got the stores now. They came in and they offered the black community with the money. That's
wow. Now, I'm going to tell you some stuff, y'all. I don't make up stuff because I love history. History proves I'm factual. It means that you can't come after somebody who you yourselves said. You know what she just said? I'm going to get you. That's how I love you, Ms. Kim. Appreciate you calling. You just brought your presence. Now I'm going to bring what she was in to her before. That probably she probably would hear this and know. I would never have known, but listen to this, y'all. This is history 101. Not coming from me. It's coming from those you need to listen to.
Jewish ownership of slaves in the Ottoman Empire. Hundreds of Hebrew written sources, dozens of official decrees, judicial records, sijinet, and reports of European travelers indicate that slaveholding, particularly of females of Slavic origin, in Jewish households in the urban centers of the Ottoman Empire was widespread from the 16th to the 19th centuries. This halachically and legally problematic habit was an unparalleled phenomenon in any other Jewish community in the early modern period. The presence of slaves in Jewish households affected family life in many ways. I dealt with two of them. The first is cohabitation of Jewish men with female slaves, usually non-Jewish, who in effect served as their concubines and bore them legitimate children. The second is marriage with manumitted slaves who converted to Judaism and became an integral part of the community. These phenomena test once again to the great extent to which Jewish society and its norms and codes were influenced by Muslim urban society, and the gap between rabbinic rhetoric ideals and the dynamic daily existence of Jews from all social strata. Slavery and slaveholding has been among the most outstanding aspects of life in the various and varying Muslim societies over the centuries. As is reported by hundreds of Hebrew sources, dozens of official ordinances, documents produced by the Sharia courts, and the reports of European travelers, slaveholding was also common among Jews in Muslim lands. The ownership of women, in particular, was widespread in Jewish households. In the Ottoman Empire on the threshold of the modern era, it was certainly far more common than in Jewish communities in North Africa or Europe. What we know about this practice may now be considerably enlarged thanks to my discovery of about 100, as yet unknown documents from the 17th century court registers of Haskoy, one of the quarters of Istanbul. These documents, especially as we will now study them alongside known rabbinic sources, provide information that both supports existing data and permits asking new questions.
Now, I'm going to show you what that meant in real practical terms. You see, Turkey now has went against Israel. That's the Ottoman Empire. Let's say that they have the records in the Ottoman Empire of the merchants of sales of what they call human cargo. And so this is why I say this is a global war, a global assault. It is biblical proportions. Unbelievable. Who would imagine being able to see now the records? Now, we got to get credit with credit due. Remember, the Nation of Islam, Farrakhan back in them days was saying the secret relationship between blacks and Jews. Y'all remember that book? Now, he got the records. And we got to look at what I'm going to do a program soon. Control opposition. I'm telling y'all. Some people are able to say things for years, and you be like, wow, okay, cool. I don't know if they want people to say that, but I just know that these entities control both houses of what's going on. Let me get some calls out there. Your mic's open. Y'all want to jump in on when y'all fit in? I'm going to bring y'all back in here. I don't have no problem with none of that. Let's do
John
it.
Bones, is my mic open?
Yes, I just opened it up because as soon as I touched it, you went right on. Go ahead. You all the way through. Go ahead.
All right, and great show. And greetings to Miss Kim Weston and to Caddy. Brother Caddy.
Brother Caddy,
the thing
I
that I wanted to touch on, I wanted to touch on what Caddy was talking about with the six-pointed star.
Go ahead.
And it's very important because we got to understand we've forgotten geography. They say that there are seven continents, and a continent is a body of land surrounded by water.
Mm-hmm.
There are six continents now because Atlantis sunk. There are six continents because Europe that is connected to Asia, that is still the continent of Asia. They just hoodwinked and did this because here, the isthmus of Suez, which is what right there divides, is Palestine from Africa, because all of that was one landmass. That was the continent of what they call Africa. What we have is the continental United States was divided up by the Isthmus of Panama, because the whole continent of South and North continental Turtle Island was one landmass. You have the Arctic, you have the continent of Africa, you have the Antarctic, you have Australia, you've got Asia, you've got the continental of Turtle Island. And so you look at it, there's only six continents, six. That's the six-pointed star. And what we're looking at is you define a people by land, history, and culture. Now you go back and you just played the clip. In the Bible, they tell you the story of David and Goliath, correct?
Correct.
Okay, David and Goliath. David killed Goliath with his sling and a rock, but Goliath was a what? Philistine.
Yeah.
Philistine was the name of the land before it became Ottoman.
Yeah.
See, the story is there. You just got to check the foundation of who's telling it. And the part of what we're looking at, there are six continents, and each one of those continents has a multitude of nations on the continent. That's why United States is called the Continental United States. Continental United States. There's 50 states, and there's only one that's not connected, and that's Hawaii. And
right.
So you're looking at what they're doing is looking at who is going to have control of land, because on the continent of what called Africa, there's 54 nations. And you're talking about, and he was sharing with you about states and nations. States and nations are on a continent. They are not a continent. There are only six continents on this planet. who controls the continents is what we're hearing, is because we have populated every continent on the planet. We as a people, melanated people, has populated every continent on the planet.
Yeah, but
they
with a different
fighting.
Dialect. But with the dialect, that's what it now. That's the, no, I don't think
it's
that's the question.
See, that's why Dr. Clark said you define
yeah.
people by land,
yeah.
history, and culture.
You can't,
culture
but
is what's
I mean,
religion.
How they get, but how they get to the point where these are the questions we got to start. Okay, I go there in a different land, but okay, where we get these different dialects of different people in the same
you got
land
different
mass.
Frequencies. You got different frequencies of energy, and the people transmit that the language is from your frequency of where you live on the continent.
But
what your mother tongue is why they take away your mother tongue, is because you speak in the frequency of the woman. The woman gives you your language.
Okay, but there must be different species of women, because there we can see that they got same characteristics, but they don't all have the same cultural pedigree, as we say. I mean, everybody got different ways
but
of living.
That's part. That's why you define. That's why I share land, history.
Right. So,
what story
right, so the
of
land.
Your people are that, and what is the culture? What is the language? What is the way you dress? What is the way you eat your food? That's culture. We're all
right,
human beings on this planet.
That's a generalization thing. But okay, if I go into business, I've noticed that these cultures will only predicate themselves on what they know as their culture. They do it. We probably one of the few countries that allow other countries to actually have their flags and everything. Some countries will go berserk on that in certain parts of the world. I mean, you can't go to. Matter of fact, I got an African clip where the Africans say they don't let their own region in their countries. So that's where I get the diet. That's where I get to the point where I say we got to balance this out, because I'm not saying. We don't have the look. We don't have you know, the
nations
same type
have
of,
flags. Nations,
but these,
there is
but
a
these,
what flag is the continent of on continental United States is flag. Each one of the states has its own. So the representation of a piece of cloth is
right.
not a representation of who the human beings are. See, we got to stop flying
but
under
that,
this
but,
false
but,
pretense.
But did we have? But did we? Now here you go with the thing. I mean, I'm only going by what I see in the yard. Let's tell. I could have sworn I've seen some of these flags with the black Moor faces, the houses of the Abadani. They got these black these lions with the. I mean, if this is what the people say they identify as that time, South Carolinian people, Virginia people, people who joined these Masonic black
states.
Lodges, these, but
states and
state,
nations,
state of mind, they're the state of mind, because somehow
states and nations, because what you see. And what you identify, you saying, okay, but is that person that's carrying that flag? If you standing on the American flag and they see you, are you going to be categorized as a white American or a black American?
They're going to say American.
See, it don't define you.
They say American.
We go under this false
yeah.
pretense
American.
That a piece of cloth defines who we are. That's nonsense.
Okay, that means, okay, so even though, okay, for instance. Now, if we go back in time, like y'all say, y'all like to go there to that era. When I see that y'all say, Dr. I bring these characters up, Dr. Benham, they said that the tribes were fighting themselves. They had weapons. You got to have some type of weapons to kill animals. So they had warring life. So whatever group came over here, it wasn't like they would be friendly. So they had to have some type of adversarial group to be able to bring a group together. To say we're going to let you come in and do this to our land and do that to our land. So that had to be established. And that's where I think it's never talked about. Like, how was this established? If a group telling me that you got seven continents, like you just said, or seven before Atlantis went down, I like that premise. I think that's a great movie, bro. Believe it or not, bro. We might be on to something. We might be on to something here. Now, you put that together, boom, boom, we got with this. And then you're right. But it had to be somewhere people doing it. Okay, the universal hot shelter. Food, clothing. This seems to be like a universal and something of like we want to be that. And then we look at the culture, you say flags. What? How come the indigenous over here, you got different ones here that you can see was worn? The same as over here had to be the same because blacks don't because he was a black Native
American. We have wars inside our own bodies. This is where the whole concept of war.
Let's go with the history of that, because that's where, can we leave that out, the war? If there was a war here with these people, and I'm saying the tribal here had to have Warren to go over there because they must have made agreements like they would do such for this person, that person, and that person. In order for them to be able to take over a land in 400, this is with the so-called 400 years. That's what most black people seem to be caught up in 400 years. So in 400 years...
Excuse me, I can't think of the name of the people, what they are called, but they're a person that betrayed their village or whatever, and there's a name for them. They betrayed them. They set it up so the people could come in and get them.
Right.
They do it.
Right.
But
I understand.
You've seen the cartoon, devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other. We have war inside of the human being all day long.
Right. So how that didn't work. And so when we look at this, this is probably one of the few shows that analyze our fault, because we keep saying it's them, but then what did we do? And then how do we don't know the families that did this still ain't alive today?
I'm telling, collaborate.
That, because y'all seem like y'all forget that in order for this to happen, it had to be some heavy duty collaboration on our part, because it would never be able to happen. It'd be deaf to the dog, down to the deaf. So somebody made a treaty, just like my man said, a feudal treaty.
No treaty. Each time that they got them, they had a collaborator.
They had to collaborate. Okay.
Hold on. When you was a kid, you saw the Arab, the changing of the store. Black men, when you was a kid, were running stores. Next thing you know, Jews came in and started running.
I remember
so
the
you
Jews
got
first.
Culturally trained to see somebody else giving you what you need.
Right, but I'm saying I'm looking at that. That's the point of time that we are anagramming right here. That point of time of all this taking place. We got a lot of stuff going on from what you just heard in your own life. These people had told us this. I remember having an era where Gaddafi was very much in the psyche of black America. Farrakhan was running. They were hugging each other and shit. I went to a bunch of Farrakhan events. Gaddafi was brought up. The University of Africa with the gold and silver. I mean, everybody was geeked up. Bam, bam, bam.
Gaddafi gave Farrakhan $14 million.
Right. I remember that. Now, when I see that type of stuff, Ms. Kim, I'm not dumb. I still remember what I know to be insane to me that makes sense. Thomas said, I said, man, that's kind of strange how they could kill this dude and drag him through the street and not no Muslim outrage here at all. I was kind of shocked. I didn't know what I had to look for, because I'm thinking psychologically, I've been told that this dude was about to redo Africa. He was about to redo Africa.
Propaganda.
But that's some heavy duty propaganda, because I bet a high percentage of the people you knew believed in that propaganda, because they had us believing through going to these speeches and all the people coming to the campuses. I'm from Miami, Texas. Everybody was here. Everybody was coming. You name was coming here. And they had us believing, boom, boom, boom. And then to find out Obama. How's that thing? How's your psyche feel? The fight Obama orchestrated the last killing of all the black ones, and then we up here still happy to see this going on. I'm scared about that. That's kind of frightening to me.
Hey, remember this. Gaddafi did give $14 million, but America didn't let them take the money. Then they came into Chicago, and they got the El Rukins over here, because the El Rukins, they got up for conspiracy because Gaddafi had gave them a few million dollars. Right over here in Chicago, right up down on Drexel at about 39th, 40th and Drexel. They put all the El Rukins in jail. They was affiliated with the Nation of Islam, mm-hmm. too. I would actually say they were paramilitary in scope and nature. Now, when you talk about all these countries, remember this. They killed Gaddafi because Gaddafi was getting ready to change the standard of money. No more fiat.
Right.
Everything was going to be backed by gold and silver. And they couldn't have that. He had to go.
Right. Right. Now, this is what, thank you, man. I'm so glad. I love y'all. This, now, I just want y'all to know y'all saying what we needed. Now, I want y'all to know something. I cannot do this without y'all. Now, they know about this.
Before you leave there, I just want to mention that former Congressman Walter Farnsworth was very implemental.
Yeah.
I understand that, you know. Very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why I say it's a very, very deep thing that's going on, because they can get the black community in a frenzy. Now, I'm telling you this because I know everybody's spiritual out there. Everybody got it in them. But see, they're gonna use the Bible. They're going to do what they call you know, when you're
DNA.
Yeah, amalgamate the technology. They're going to bring an amalgamation of technology. The Bible story will be amalgamated into your psyche from when you was ever you, because they know how to do it. They're going to have you believe in these stories about, and you're going to, they're going to show Sammy Davis Jr. was with
it's
the Jews.
DNA.
Yeah. They're going to show Sammy Davis. I'm just telling you what's going to happen on TV. So get ready. They're going to show the DNA of all that, They're going to say,
Sammy
Davis
Jr. kissing Archie Bunker.
They got everybody. They got everybody. You, it's not a person in the community. Go there and look it up. I just told you, they got everybody. Just like everybody said they hate Trump, they got pictures of every black with Trump, happy as hell. All of a sudden, they hate Trump. That's a turnoff. That's called opposition. Now, here is the real economy coming, everybody, in 2024.
One thing. I keep saying DNA, and I'm saying it because you said about the technology coming. And the elders not overstanding. The DNA is the digital number account. That's what we're moving into. Number account. That's what we're moving into. And this is the technology of removing fiat and putting people into a digital numbering account system. This is what's coming. This is what's on the drawing board as we speak.
It's here. I think it's here. The implementation of the last phases is about to be taking place. It's here because we're using all the formulas. They bring it into the Cash App, everything like that. But we're not going. Y'all been looking at the white man for so long. That's why I tell y'all, there's different levels to this type of stuff. The white man was he was put at a place where that's what all
it's
we
not
would
the
look.
White man. See, we keep going
saying, you know, no, you have heard on this show, y'all psyche says the white man did this, and then when we bring in the black people part, and then now everybody that's in India listening, y'all darker than most black America, y'all the same color than what they described as the same. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all got national pride. What happens is black America, through what y'all just said, give up your birthright, have decided that it's not worth going after it, and it's being bartered like a whore. So here's who brought it.
Right, but
here who brought it, because I know it's going to, who brought it is, you got to look who brought it. You eat their food all the time. And you see, you always look at the white man, but you about to go under this system. They the ones that took Google. I told you I better go look up what China just did to Google. It took Israel off the map. Isn't that strange? And Israel, and now they're going to bring in their own new system. That's what's coming.
This chilling image is just a glimpse into the human rights abuses happening in China right now. That picture is from a recent Human Rights Watch report claiming that over a million ethnic Uyghurs are being held in what's being called a massive internment camp shrouded in secrecy. The Uyghurs, they're a Muslim minority in China living in the northern province of Xinjiang. The camps, which you can see being built here via these satellite shots, are reportedly re-education centers, although Chinese officials insist they are vocational education and employment training centers. But the camps are just the beginning. Chinese authorities are using an unprecedented system of digital surveillance to monitor every aspect of the lives of the almost 10 million Chinese Uyghurs. This includes a network of 20 million cameras, apps that can scan every smartphone searching for religious material. So basically, it's a digital Big Brother to monitor every aspect of the Uyghurs' lives. And it's not just the Uyghurs. China is using technology to monitor all of its people, harnessing the state's surveillance arsenal in a new program called Social Credit. China is home to 1.3 billion people, and their president, Xi Jinping, says the country's new social credit system keeps its people safe and makes their lives easier. Xi has ordered cameras plastered across China, leaving no dark corners, and plans to monitor every move by every citizen. He's introduced a nationwide program which scores everyone based on their purchases, lifestyle choices, and habits. It's like adding your Facebook data to your credit score, only with far more serious consequences. Check out this report on how it works by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
那一个人如果信用不好，我们实现的一个目标就是让守信者从。
I'm just gonna say this. That's the system. That's the system. I'm telling y'all, that is where this is going. That people have.
We call it smart cities.
Yeah.
Well, where are they building smart
cities?
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yeah. So they're there. But they got, but the Chinese and them are doing this, and they've been doing it for such a long time because our eyes are always on the wrong enemy. This group here has now got into Africa, the Caribbean for sure, and have now, because they put an infrastructure all through these areas, they are like the new rulers of these areas. They put an infrastructure, oh my goodness. So now they owe, boom. So they're able to buy up all these buildings that you see being built all over the country now. And they do this thing called feng shui, which is a spirituality, is don't let the dead, get the dead out the house. Don't even sell the house until it's sold so you can clean the house out, called feng shui. Y'all heard it in the modern terms of fashion. Now, this is some deep shit. Now, again, y'all talk about this astrology, the dragon, and all this shit. Y'all act like the Chinese didn't never say enter the dragon. San Francisco, everybody. San Francisco, the Franciscan order. Man, let's go. Now, this is where it gets deep.
Dragon.
Somebody had to think about it. Brother Tariq had something about Queen Khalifa. But Tariq, I know you may not be listening, but he sent me about something. Now, she's California. They made trading routes with the doggone Asians. And so that's why I say these families of blacks that y'all acting like ain't around, they're around. Yes, they are. Go ahead.
That song that you played, I always feel like somebody watching it. It's absolutely perfect for this segment. The thing about it is Enoch talks about watchers, right?
Yeah,
watchers.
Yeah.
And
weird, ain't it? Very
and
weird.
China got all these hidden pyramids that they didn't want nobody to know about. Okay? Up until the 50s is when we found out about some of the pyramids they covered with grass. So I believe they are very tied into the fallen angels. And the fallen angels has chosen China, because if China can install these cameras and watch every move of all the political people and 1.1 billion people, they have mastered and they have succeeded in the test of dominating the rest of the world. So all of our politicians that are in collusion are
Newsom's there
China.
Right now. Newsom's in China right now.
Ain't left.
Yeah, he's
still there.
Yeah, that's strange.
So, yeah, exactly. And that's why it's important to get rid of the United States guns, okay? If they get rid of our guns, we can shoot these damn cameras now, okay? Now, if we don't want them watching us, all we got to do is get our rifle and our guns and shoot down these damn cameras.
That's a strategy that I suggest everybody look up. There's books on urban warfare, because unfortunately the way they're talking, and before people get prepared, the way they're talking, just watching the news outlets, they are allowing too many people into the country, and they're males, they're men. So I tell black people, it's common sense, you better beware, because you got family out there that's like walking the areas and not knowing what the hell going on, and then at any time. So that's imperative. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm just getting us out there.
Yeah. Next Saturday, November the 11th through November the 17th. You just said in California, Khalifa, this is where they're having the APEC conference. They will have every country with the exception of Africa in San Francisco to do what is the economic conference and how they gonna sell and buy the rest of the world.
Yep, I told you. I just seen Gap Newsom's over there. I look up stuff as he Newsom's over there. Haven't left everybody. He's over there. They making deals. This is San Francisco, a heavy duty area, and what took place in America's earliest history that seems to be truly suppressed. Truly suppressed, except for those who seeked it out and people who kept it. You got to give homage to the ancestors that keep this alive for us to keep talking about it. It's definitely validity to all this Turtle Island.
Okay, can I share this with the family? The members of the Economic Conference for San Francisco 2023 is Australia, Canada, Chile, People's Republic of China, Hong Kong, China, Indonesia, Japan, Republic of Korea, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Russian Federation, Singapore, China, Taipei, Thailand, United States, and Vietnam.
That's why I keep telling
you. Africa, nowhere in there.
Now Africa and one of them, I bet Africa and the Arab one. Africa and the Arab one. It's in
no,
there.
No, but I'm saying that they're not, you don't hear Israel, none of those. See, those are all continental places and nations on a continent.
Yeah,
and these
that's
are
what
they're bringing to the table
for their people,
the APEC.
Right. No, I agree. I'm saying that every region, now according to the so-called map of the Earth, you got the 10 regional plan all over the Earth because the islands are included, and they all got islands all over the Earth that they can even buy today if you got enough money for it. So we got that out there, but the thing about this economy is it's not based off norm. It's based off almost total slave. If you ain't rich, they want
but
the whole thing. They can't be real. Why would somebody want the whole
controlling.
Earth?
Britain is an island.
I mean,
Great
again,
Britain is an island.
They control it. But I'm saying they could get islands right now. Like you got. I'm just saying how they showing stuff. Like a basketball player with enough money, he can get an island somewhere and have it yourself. They showing you that you can get these things if you're an elite group. Now, if you can get them, that's your business. All I'm saying is that they look like they're taking the middle class just totally out. And they know if ands, either you got it or don't. And this is where you got to wonder where this is going with that. Because, again, yes, we know about a lot of these things that you have mentioned, y'all have mentioned on these programs. But I'm just saying at the time now, look how close we are to watching what somebody said in the 1800s. Look how close that story is compared to us talking about trying to tell people about what we're talking about. Sometimes you almost say, wow, it's almost a heavy-duty Goliath story because most people are going to believe this doggone war that's listening. Think about it. Not you on this line. Take yourself out of the conversation. Look at the outer picture of who you got to be around. It's going to be a lot. People going to fall for this in a little while. I can see it. It's like, okay, you telling me everybody this. Yes, you in a different district, but what happens if they do what they consider a psyop on an area because they got to play this off biblically? That's the script they said. They not deviating the script. Don't think they are. They're going to show this script to the T. That the land that everybody, black folks say, is this. Now what if black folks are, here's the hypothetical, what if we are the issue? If we are, look at how we look, look how we vote and do. What would make us change dramatically in y'all psyche right now? What would have to happen for this revelation to hit where people say, oh, hell no, I ain't going along with this one? I mean, what y'all seeing at? Like, how long you think it would take?
Mom, do you remember me talking about veterans in the community?
Yeah.
Coalition.
Yep.
Well, if we got veterans and the community together, that's us. We're the people.
Veterans, which are really a pillar who actually had the psyche. Now, let's go with the veteran, because I like she brought that up. It takes a lot to say that's patriotism. See, when you say you love your country, now think about the psyche of our people who, through all adversity, said we're going to fight and then end up, let's look at the glorification, and then end up being the most fierce fighters in every theater of the war. Until you like, well, my God, I mean, we did all this shit and we got all this. I mean, and then you find out that, man, they come back, they ain't get no loans on their houses and shit. And it's got to be hurtful to think about this now, to see that when they told us not to go with the Farm Aid, remember the Farm Aid with Willie Nelson and them?
Worst thing.
That was the worst thing we did, not going along with that. I mean, when we didn't go along with the Farm Aid, oh, man. Devastation took place, y'all. Now, you got to ask yourself, how much propaganda did it take for us to do this to ourselves? That is the question of the millennium.
Black Lives Matter was started by who?
And a bunch of other, yes, George Soros and a white dude was the agent, and George Soros showed up front.
And people also, George Soros financed, even all your district attorneys all through the United States, George Soros financed all of them. That's why all the cities are lawless, because they made policies that said, let them do what they want. Now, when you create that air, anything can happen. When you
anything
do that, anything can happen, because now it's chaos right here. That's what they want. They want chaos.
Now, brother, I love you so much for that, because you know what? Tell me. Now, I felt that too. Wait, what would do that? But it's hard to tell people. Now, I know people. I don't want to name no names. Sister Jane's up in New York State. I know a lot of people. She's been, you know, she cool. But they present themselves in a way that we become, enamored by them. But in reality, they putting in policies that are the worst for the community ever. I mean, I don't know if we're going by persona. Are we going by persona, y'all, a Facebook page look, or are we going by policies? This is where the real
We're going by what has always been done, and that's going with their people. They send their people in, and that's who we go with.
Yeah. And let's be honest. It's got to look at that in a way where, let's go with the money game. I look at money because I gave it a lot of stuff. I really have. People, believe me, if you say we're going to have an event, we're going to do it, I gave a whole paycheck away. I asked myself, I said, we give all this money. And let's look at what we do give. When we do give, I hate to say it like this, but we got to even watch what we do with that. Because when it gets to a person and they put together, I watched all these groups, because thank God the videos you can look at now and see where we made mistakes that can't have people being oligarchs. Like, the money that you do get cannot go to just one small group. In your group, that's still a rulership of oligarchy. That means you a peasant, they the hierarchy. Even in smaller groups, that's why family members and stuff, it happens in your own family. Somebody want to be over everybody. It will dog everybody to be the highest. That's oligarchy stuff. That means I'm the ruler. And this is something that we have to see that is happening even in our politics today. We are watching people get rich off of everybody but you. I mean, we're getting everybody rich. Think about it. You pay all these taxes. We do all this stuff. And people say, and I don't know your income. I don't care to know your income. But everybody know we got to deal with the so-called federal government. The federal government now, I just told you, it's sold. They selling it. And that's a Bible story. Because remember, the Bible say you've been sold for not. It actually said you sold your own birthright. The book of Esau and them say we were so obnoxious, we gave our birthright away. And that's what we are seeing today. Now, I'm going to shut up and let y'all jump in on that one.
Let me say one more thing. When you talk about every time you call yourself black, you take yourself off this land right here. Just understand what I'm saying. Black and African, when you call yourself black, you're saying you're African. Africans have no standing in America. So now you took yourself off the land. This is why they can do what they do. Remember, it's a land trust with like 46 million acres of land in it for the melanated Indians of America. Remember, you keep talking about the Bible. Everything that's in the Bible is over here. Memphis, Tennessee.
That's what I just said.
Egypt is rather, the Nile River is no more than Mississippi River.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cairo down in Illinois. Cairo.
Absolutely.
All of that's right here. All your miles are down in the south. Well, you got Serpent Mound, Ohio.
I've been to some of the mounds. I've been to some of the mounds. I know that. My question to that one is,
Masonic, remember the Masonic temples, these Masonic boards, the Jesuits, whoever they may be, the Knights Templar. These boys changed the whole game. They got you thinking that Africans.
Chief Warhorse told you that. Chief Warhorse came on here and said that the 31st parallel will tell you what it was. We told you it's the Jesuits. I mean, I don't know what to keep telling y'all, but it's the Jesuits. Obviously, they got the records of who the people were. They got different names. My question to y'all who know they got different names, this is where I get deep, Wes. This is where probably y'all go every left field. I said the people here who are already identified. That's why we got Circle Mound in Louisiana. We got Queen Mother Moore. I already know all that. I mean, I've been to some of this. I said, why could we not have kept it because we were fighting each other? We're going to court. There's court cases with these families. You want to really be told the truth? Let's see. Y'all want to talk some facts? Go online.
We gave it up.
Go online. There's court cases.
We really
they fighting each other.
Remember your colonizers, the Dutch, the French, the Spanish.
Yeah, so
remember your colonizers. They colonized different parts of America. You talked about the California Indians. The government, the federal government put a bounty on California Indians. You look it up. It's in the congressional record.
They
wiped them out.
Now, my question is that now here we go again. I love this so much. Now, remember how we used to all talk about the cowboys and this? Now, they got Baff Reed as coming out now as a black man. Now, I want y'all to go watch this. It's going to be interesting, y'all. See, that's why I say, y'all cannot say that they ain't put, because they already know you. They had to know you know it's in Jet Magazine, because I got some articles of Jet Magazine was telling us a lot back in the day. They had them characters with A.J. Rogers and them. Y'all forgot, like, Arthur Schoenberg. Arthur Schoenberg, even though he was Puerto Rican, they showed blacks was everywhere. They were the first to show us in New York. I don't know about where y'all state. But our state, they was the Altenberg Institute. They had all that. They brought up the Buffalo. We had Buffalo State. We had seen that they were black folks everywhere, but they never explained it how we lost this power. That's the power that they ain't going to explain. This is where y'all coming at. This is y'all job
remember,
now.
You remember God,
hey, Jabone, let me interject real quick.
And they never called no white boy a boy. Cowboys were us. We were the cowboys.
Yeah.
They didn't call no white man no boy.
Yeah,
cowboys was us.
Right.
They stole everything from us, but we don't want to admit that. They stole it. So, I mean,
no,
but when people say
that they stole it, we don't want to say how they stole it. Because think about it, they stole it.
We gave it to them.
We
gave them the free reign after they divided
them. We stole it. How did that's not, thank you. Now we're going to get somewhere. We're going to go to the next level. Now, once you say they stole it, that sounds kind of like, wait a minute, they stole it. How you steal it when I initiated you? I mean, tell me this, y'all. How do you steal it when I initiated you? Somebody online, please.
Through the school. Through your education.
Oh, say what
over the years.
Drabone,
that's a good call. Let's go there with that. We still haven't got past the part that we were bringing the Caucasians in as immigrants. We decided to have them in servitude. Some of us didn't want that. And so some of us said, okay, we're going to use them to go against y'all. So we was all, man, anywhere you go, doesn't matter. You keep looking at race. Black people fight black people. It's always been that way. Cain, Abel fought. Everybody fight.
I'm pretty much saying that's where our people got to stop at. But y'all are starting to see it. How do you stop our people, for instance? I'm not with race because, again, that's a white construct. Y'all haven't been on these programs. Y'all know Blumenbeck and these Germans and the lightning suckers. They said, we're going to make a class system because what else could they make a class system out of? They already seen that the Hindus already had a class system, already set up on black shit. They ain't had no problem. It was caste system. So we're going to create one on white and make it white supremacy. And knowing that no one had ever heard that term until the 17th century. So, I mean, is that part of the 400-year curse that we believe the dumbest shit? Is that part of the